From Segra Park in Columbia, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Hi, everyone. Mitchell Spouts with you on this hot Sunday evening or late afternoon, whatever you want to call, as we gear up for the final game of this six-game set between the Green Jackets and the Columbia Fireflies. It was yet again more dominance yesterday for Augusta as they blanked the Fireflies 9-0. Fifth shot of the year for the Fireflies. Third, the Green Jackets have pitched this year behind brilliance from Yordano Perez, who threw six shutouts strong en route to the 9-0 win. It was Giordano's third quality start of the season. Third time he's gone six innings this year, earning wins each time. And now for the finale, Chris Englund going to go for a little bit of redemption today. He was the starter on Tuesday when Augusta lost here, the only time they've been defeated by the Fireflies this week. Dropped that game 8-3. Otherwise, their bats have been quiet all week, and Augusta has jumped all over them on the offensive side. But they're also going to face the same pitcher that dealt against them in the opener in Shane Panzini. Panzini did not factor into the decision of the 8-3 win, however, went four strong innings, allowing just one run in that game. As Augusta will look to flip the script this time around and head back to Augusta with five consecutive wins under their belt as they gear up for a homestand next week, but trying to come in strong with five straight wins against Columbia. We're just getting started here on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from Segra Park. We'll take a break and come back with our drive around the league. That's next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Welcome back to Segra Park. The On Deck Show continues here from Columbia. Let's check out the probable pitcher report for today. It's the same matchup as we saw in Tuesday's opener. Chris Englund against Shane Panzini for the Fireflies. Englund dealt his shortest start of his young career, just 0.1 innings on the mound. Got one out in six batters faced as he took the loss in that game. Otherwise, he's thrown the ball very well as a starter this year. Comes in today with a 3-3 record, 471 earned run average. Jumped up about a point in his last inning where he allowed three runs with just getting the one out. 27 strikeouts, 21 innings for Englund. The previous start prior to Tuesday's, he was very strong against Kannapolis, earned his first win as a starting pitcher, going five strong with five strikeouts and no run scoring against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He'll face one of the top young prospect arms of the Kansas City Royals, Shane Panzini. They've had a nice trio of youngsters pitching over the last few days here. Panzini's going to throw for the second time in this series. 0-1 this year with three games started under his belt. His coverage is 10 innings with eight strikeouts. But as mentioned, good start for him last time on Tuesday against the Green Jackets. Threw four innings of baseball, just one run in on one hit. Struck out three. He is the top 25 prospect in the Royal system. He clocks in at number 24. Those are the two pitchers for today. Englund versus Panzini for the second time this week. Englund trying to flip the script and give the Green Jackets five straight wins, coming back to SRP Park on Tuesday. Another break for us. We come back with our drive around the league next. That's on the other side here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply. Good internet is every.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
We keep it rolling here on the On Deck Show on this Sunday early evening here at Segra Park in Columbia. Now time for our drive around the league, presented by Easy Go. We'll start in the Carolina League. Couple finals in from today. Huge day for Kevin Alcantara. In Carolina today, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans defeat the Mudcats 15-6 to win the series. Alcantara hit two home runs in the game and finished with eight RBIs. Another big day for the top prospect on that Pelicans team. After Pete Crow Armstrong was called up, Alcantara leads Myrtle Beach to a 15-6 win. Kannapolis works its way back to earn a series split with the Downeast Wood Ducks. They beat them today 12-5, the final score. A lot of runs in the back half of that game. Lynchburg comes back in the ninth inning, defeats Fredericksburg 6-4. As the Hillcats get out of Fred Nat's land with two wins under their belt as they continue to compete for a spot to win the first half title in the North Division. One game set to get going at 5:05, same time as us. Charleston is going for a sweep against the Salem Red Sox. They've won the first five games of that series. River Dogs looking for a sweep before they come to North Augusta next week. And one game canceled today due to rain, Delmarva and Fayetteville. That game will not be made up as the two squads do not play again this year. So Fayetteville takes that series 4-1. In the minor league ranks today for the Braves in Jacksonville, the AAA squads of the Marlins and the Braves going at it. The Jumbo Shrimp lead the Gwinnett Stripers 6-1. That is all Jacksonville out hitting Gwinnett 11-3. Rome falls at home today to the Wilmington Blue Rocks 7-1. Rome and Wilmington split that 6-game series. Rocket City and Mississippi going on right now, top of the fifth inning in Madison, Alabama, as the Trash Pandas lead the M Braves 3-1. And the Major League Club stays hot today. They have now won 11 games in a row. They defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 5-3. Big day at the office for Adam Duvall, who hit two home runs. William Contreras also went back-to-back with Duvall in the opening inning of that game. That is a final 5-3 Braves win. They sweep the Pirates. They have won 11 consecutive games as they are riding high right now in Atlanta. We'll take another break here on the On Deck Show. We've got the starting lineups for the finale, Green Jackets and Fireflies. We've got them for you next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause for today's ceremony of first pitches.
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
We are getting set for the final game of this six-game series. Green Jackets and Fireflies. Augusta trying to go five in a row to cap it off. Let's check out the starting lineups for tonight's finale. First for your Augusta Green Jackets, who are 31-25 on the year, currently 8.5 games back of first place Myrtle Beach in the South Division. Nestor Perez is the first-year manager of the club, led as the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Leading off as the designated hitter today, Caleb Durbin. Cal Connolly bats second. He's at shortstop. Batting third at third base, Geraldo Quintero. Batting in the cleanup spot, right fielder, Brandol Mesquita. In the five spot, center fielder, Stephen Polini. Adam Zabrowski does the catching today. He's batting sixth. At first base, batting seventh, Braulio Vasquez. In the eighth spot, left fielder, Connor Blair. And batting ninth, second baseman, Brian Klein. Once again, for the Green Jackets, Durbin, Conley, Quintero, Mesquita, Polini, Zabrowski, Vasquez, Blair, and Klein. Chris Zenglin is the starting pitcher today for Augusta. He is making his fifth start of the year. He comes in with a 3-3 record, took the loss in the opener of this series back on Tuesday. And now for the home team, the Columbia Fireflies, who are 15-41 this season. They're 24.5 games back of first place Myrtle Beach. They're led by Tony Pena Jr., and they're the single-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. In the leadoff spot, left fielder, Rivertown. Batting second at shortstop, Daniel Vasquez. In the three spot, designated hitter, Carter Jensen. Batting cleanup, right fielder, Gary Camarillo. Tyler Cropley does the catching today. He is batting fifth. In the sixth spot, playing center field, Eric Pena. Kyle Hayes is at first base, batting seventh. In the eighth spot, second baseman Omar Florentino. And batting ninth, third baseman Joshua Rivera. Once again, for the Fireflies, Town, Vasquez, Jensen, Camarillo, Cropley, Pena, Hayes, Florentino, and Rivera. Shane Panzini, fourth-round pick of the Royals in last year's draft, number 23 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, in their farm system. Makes his fourth start of the year, second of the week. Picked up a no decision and four good innings on the mound in Tuesday's opening game. Umpires for tonight, Chris Jenke is at home plate calling the balls and strikes. Kirk Lundell is on the base paths. Now time for the injury report presented by Augusta University Health. As the seven-day injured list for the Green Jackets looks like this. Sam Strickland, left-hander, has been out for about a month dealing with a blister issue on his throwing hand. He is currently rehabbing in the Florida Complex League down in Northport, Florida. Landon Leach was placed on the injured list back on Thursday of this week. He is currently out for the Green Jackets. That is your injury report presented by Augusta University Health. Final break for us here from Segra Park. When we return, we've got the opening pitch of Game 6, the finale. Green Jackets, Fireflies, that's next. Keep it right here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit WOWWay.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from Wow for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms.
Let's roll on this Sunday evening from the South Carolina State Capitol. Mitchell Speltz with you once again as we wrap things up here from Segra Park. Green Jackets and Fireflies. Augusta trying to come back home on a five-game winning streak. They have won the last four here in convincing fashion after a 9-0 shutout yesterday. And now we see the two opening game starters take the hill once again. Shane Panzini on the mound for the Fireflies, the right-hander. Earned a no decision in his last start, but threw the ball well. Four innings, one hit, one run, struck out three. An eventual 8-3 victory for the Fireflies. Their only win in this series. Augusta has swung the bats well in every other game, and they'll see if they can get to Panzini this time around. Here is their starting nine set up by Nestor Perez. Caleb Durin once again leads things off. He's the DH today with Cal Conley and Geraldo Quintero in the two and three spots. Brandel Mesquita back in there. Stephen Pelini and Adam Zabrowski in the middle. Braulio Vasquez, Connor Blair, and Brian Klein round out the order for the Green Jackets, who are 31-25 on the season entering today's game. Defense for Columbia, Rivertown in left field with Eric Pena in center. Gary Camarillo is the right fielder. Third to first on the infield for the Fireflies is Joshua Rivera, Daniel Vasquez, Omar Florentino, and Kyle Hayes. Catcher is Tyler Cropley, working as the battery mate with Shane Panzini. And we are just about ready to go on this hot Sunday early evening from the state capital of South Carolina. Green Jackets in their camouflage, digital camo uniforms, gray pants, green ball caps. Home baby Kansas City Blues for the Fireflies. First pitch to Durbin is low for ball one. And away we go on this Sunday evening. 5:07 first pitch today. Hot and humid. Game and field conditions. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Little head nod from Durbin. Didn't love it. And that leadoff spot once again. This has been a very good spot for Durbin. Picked up another RBI yesterday. 34 of them on the season. The pitch to him is outside from Panzini at 88. Two balls and one strike. Chris Jenke calling the balls and strikes today. Chris Lindell is on the base paths. Currently standing over at first. 2-1. Durbin takes one low. Three balls and one strike. As Panzini falls behind in the count, he did walk a couple back in his Tuesday start, but limited the damage against him. Got some big help from his offense early. 3-1 pitch. Durbin takes a strike right on the outside corner, knee high. About to flip that bat back to the dugout. Instead, he'll see a three-ball, two-strike pitch. As Panzini, one of the top arms in the system for Kansas City, called up less than a month ago. 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed. So Panzini comes back from 3-1 down to strike out Durbin, and that is the first out of the ball game. Three of the first four picks for the Royals in last year's draft were used on pitchers, and all three of them had pitched in this series. Panzini for the second time. He was their fourth-round pick. Coming from Spring Lake, New Jersey. Got a good fastball. Overall, four-pitch mix for Panzini as he puts away the first batter. First pitch to Cal Conley is a jam shot. Fly ball right center field. Has some carry with the humidity, but playable for Eric Pena, who puts him away for the second out. You're going to see a lot of that today. If there's a game in particular where you might see the ball fly more than normal, it will be today. With that hot humidity, game and field conditions, 93 degrees, but the humidity makes it feel like 100. So that ball is going to fly if you get underneath it. You can tell that one didn't quite have the distance from Conley, but nonetheless had a little extra push to it. Two-way for Geraldo Quintero. No score, just getting going here from Segra Park. Righty lefty, first pitch is up and in, and a limbo underneath the ball. As Quintero, as he tries to back out, one ball, no strikes. Green Jackets came up with their third shutout win of the season yesterday, winning 9-0. 1-0 pitch is inside, about a letter high, two balls, no strikes. Got excellent pitching from Yordano Perez, earned his third win. Three quality starts now in the season for Yordano, as the 2-0 pitch is fly to center. Lazy fly ball for Eric Pena, who moves over into left center to call off his left fielder, Rivertown, and make the catch. It's a two fly ball out and a strikeout for Shane Panzini. Gets him through the first, 1-2-3. And through happening to play, it's the Green Jackets, nothing. Fireflies coming up. Chris Englund toes the slab, and we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket. Chris Englund takes the ball for the Green Jackets in a scoreless game, bottom of the first. Augusta goes down in order as their southpaw takes the mound, and Englund, who is making start number 5 on the year, his 10th appearance, looking for some retribution after a tough start on Tuesday, only lasted a third of an inning. Faced just 6 batters as Columbia put up some long ABs against him. Finished with 3 runs scoring in that lone inning he pitched. He will face a very similar lineup with Rivertown leading off. Daniel Vasquez, Carter Jensen, the top 3. In the middle, Gary Camarillo, Tyler Cropley, and Eric Pena. Kyle Hayes, Omar Florentino, and Joshua Rivera. Rounded out for Tony Pena Jr.'s crew, who are currently 26 games under 500 at 15-41. Lefty on lefty to start. First pitch to Town right down the middle. Starts him with a fastball, and it's 0-1. 4-pitch mix for Englund, another guy who really locates all of his pitches well. Hasn't allowed a ton of hits this year. 0-1 pitch is a bender that missed a little bit in. Turned him back with a curveball, 1-1. That's the big complimentary pitch for Englund. He's got a nice spinner he'll land. Feels the 1-1. A check swing, a strike called anyway, as Town thought about it and let a fastball go by for strike 2. 1-2 the count. Most impressively for Englund, comes into this game with an opponent batting average of just .188. Does not yield many hits. 1-2. Town takes one outside, threw him another fastball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's what made Tuesday's start such a rarity for Englund. Gave up 4 hits and just his third of an inning, the most he's given up in any outing this year. 2-2. A weakly hit ground ball towards first. It'll be bobbled and scooped up by Vasquez. Flips to Englund, covering, who fumbles it. And ends up being an infield hit. Probably one that Brian Klein should have played. Vasquez was playing off the bag. He was close to him, which is why he went after it. And if he goes to first and let Klein play that, you have an easy 4-3 putout. Instead, Vasquez went a long way to get it. Englund had to go cover the base, and with Town running, not going to get him. So it'll be an infield hit for Town against Englund. Puts one on for Daniel Vasquez. That's just one of those tough instinctive plays for a first baseman. You're close to it, and considering that, you don't just want to let it go. You don't know exactly if your second baseman's going to get the ball. Now Vasquez went after it, and as a result, infield hit. First pitch to Vasquez is right down the middle. Starts him with that curveball. It's 0-1. Benson back was not looking for the spinner on that first pitch. Most these hitters come up for the first time against a starter like Englund. Going to expect the fastball. Not that time. Englund a couple checks to first. 0-1 pitch is off the end of the bat, foul. As the righty Vasquez sends it into the right field seats, quickly nothing and two. But Englund has thrived in no matter role he's pitched in that relief role, and now he is settling in as a guy in that rotation mainly, pitching for the second time this week. 0-2. A grounder towards short, could be two. Conley flips to Klein for one. A relay will wipe off the leadoff hit. A double play as they go 6-4-3 on it, and they're two outs. So that'll make Englund and the infield feel a lot better. Vasquez especially didn't get that first out, but you'll get him on the double play ball. As Englund gets the one off the Vasquez's bat with 2 strikes on him. And there are 2-way, bases empty. Carter Jensen still scoreless here in the bottom of the first. Each starter now with a chance to get through their first half of the game with nobody getting on. First pitch, Jensen down away, 1-0. Better way to put that is might get through the inning in the minimum. A couple flyouts and a strikeout for Shane Panzini to start. An infield hit and a double play for Anglin. 1-0 the lefty Jensen is in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Six home runs, 19 RBIs for Jensen this year. Big time bat in that lineup for the Fireflies. Augusta has really kept him quiet since that opening game. At four RBIs on three hits. Just one knock since. As Jensen takes one outside and it's quickly 3-0. And it's really been since that game. This whole series has been all Augusta in pitching, offense, defense. 3-0. Jensen swings away and fouls it off Zabrowski. 3-1. Also give you the rest of the defense for Augusta. And the outfield today is Connor Blair in left. Stephen Pelini's in center with Brandall Mesquita in right. Geraldo Quintero, Cal Conley, Brian Klein, Braulio Vasquez third to first on the infield with Zabrowski doing the catching for Chris Anglin. 3-1. Is knee high and called the strike. Threw him a fastball at 87. And it's 3-2. Anglin trying to come back from 3-0 down to get the three batter. Carter Jensen, who is DH'd in every game except one. 3-2. And missed outside. Tried to change up, didn't bite on it. And that'll be a full count walk to Jensen that extends this inning for Gary Camarillo. Good pitch. Jensen just saw it well. Now Anglin will try to work around that walk. He's thrown 14 pitches here in the opening inning. Looked a lot sharper than he did in that Tuesday start. First pitch to him is swung on and missed. Gassed him up to get up in the count, 0-1. And it wasn't an outing for Anglin where he wasn't executing and throwing a lot of balls and walking guys. He just could not get that final strike to several hitters. A lot of long at-bats. 0-1. A swing and a miss. Gave him a changeup, and he cut through it, 0-2. That can be very pesky and irritating for a pitcher when you get ahead of almost everybody you're facing, but then with those two strike pitches, you get consecutive fouls, and then they're laying off close pitches on the corners, and that's pretty much what that start was for Anglin, and as a result, only lasted six batters. His pitch count got high very quickly, got just the one out. Count is 0-2 to Camarillo. Looked at first base, the pitch home is swung on and missed. He struck him out on three pitches. Finished him off with the changeup, and Anglin gets to the opening frame in four batters after picking up his first K of the night. To the second we go. Augusta nothing, Columbia nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Belts back with you from Segra Park. We're in the second inning. Scoreless game. Green Jackets and Fireflies. Final game of this six-gamer. Brandall Mesquita will be the batter against Shane Panzini to start off the Green Jackets second inning. And Green Jackets in their digital camo uniforms today. The Lyman Forest green uniforms. Gray pants, green ball caps. The Kansas City Royals blue. Baby blue with the navy blue caps, white pants. Royals decal on their jersey on this hot day. First pitch to Mesquita. Threw him a hook that missed inside. And the right-handed hitting Mesquita up on Panzini. Got through the first and three batters, struck out Caleb Durbin on a full count pitch. 1-0 is up and in with a fastball this time. Two balls, no strikes. And then a pair of flyouts to Eric Pena in center. Got a big left center gap for Brandel Mesquita, who's having an excellent series. Did not play yesterday. 2-0, up and in again. Missed on consecutive fastballs. That one at 89. And it's 3-0 to Mesquita. Miles Schroeder coaching over at third today, his normal Sunday tradition. Caden Morton's got the duties at first today. 3-0 is down the middle. Put me over fastball at 86. Gets him back in the count. 3-1. Took a little off to get it over for a strike. Mesquita looking for something else. 3-1 is up and away. Walked him on five pitches. And aboard is Brandel Mesquita. He'll take his base. First base runner of the day for Augusta is Brandel Mesquita. He's on for Stephen Paulini. The leadoff man, I might see Mesquita try and steal one here. He's been running a little bit more as of late. Green Jackets are third in the league in stolen bases. They've got 88 of them. Only Charleston and Fayetteville have run more than them. First offering to Paulini, and excuse me, swing that he knocks foul into the dugout for Columbia. No balls and one strike. And speaking of Charleston and Fayetteville, those will be the next two teams Augusta sees coming up. Now Charleston coming to SRP Park over the next week. Following that, Augusta will head to Fayetteville, Segra Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. 0-1. Paulini waits on one but took a breaking ball for a strike. Slow-moving curve at 74, and Panzini gets up on Paulini. 0-2, and a scoreless game. Oh, 2 pitch is down and in. Good pitch, though, by Panzini, 1-2. One bit of scorekeeping for you. Going back to that opening play by Rivertown last inning, they instead of giving that a hit, they gave it an error. Did not notice that. I believe they gave that to Anglin, who dropped the ball. So no hits for either side yet. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Panzini strikes out Paulini. His second K of the game as he gave him the fastball 90 miles an hour, his best velocity of the late afternoon. What a way now for Adam Zabrowski.
Now batting the catcher, number 28, Adam
Zabrowski. Now Mesquita over at first. Zabrowski trying to move him over. He's coming up on that 30 RBI mark as well. He could do so here with a home run. He's got one in the series already. Throw over to first and back with a dive. As Mesquita, not a big lead off there. A little delayed dive back into the base. Mesquita with 6 stolen bags this year. Has a decent two-step lead. There he goes. First pitch to Zabrowski's inside. Throw down to second. He dives in, swims through the tag, but then comes off the base. He overslid it, and he gets tagged out by Florentino. He was in there, but a bit of an awkward slide to avoid the tag, and as a result, could not hold the bag, and then he just rolled over and gave himself up. That's the tough part about going with a lot of momentum into second base on those dives. It wasn't a bad slide by Mesquita, but just kind of lost his control a little bit. As a result, overslid the bag, and he gets tagged out. Thought he was caught stealing. So the leadoff walk is wiped away. 1-0 pitch to Zabrowski. A check swing on one down in the dirt. He held up on it. 2 balls, no strikes. They will ask down at first, and he did not go. Kirkland down, not looking on. Thought they settled it. Very delayed appeal that time. It looked like he held up. 2-0 pitch is a strike. Bullseye on the outside corner from Manzini. Or Panzini, excuse me, 2-1. Starting to get into his groove on the mound. Firefly's looking for some good starting pitching in this game as the 2-1 is down and away, 3-1. Look at their youngsters who pitched over the last several days. Didn't necessarily pitch that bad. Ben Hernandez yesterday only threw 2 innings but gave up 1 run. Frank Mazzucato went 2 2/3, 2 runs on him on 6 hits. 3-1 is down and away, and that's a walk to Adam Zabrowski, his second free ride of the inning for Panzini. Puts a 2-out runner on for Braulio Vasquez. And then Ben Cadorna back in the game on Wednesday threw 3-plus innings, gave up 2 runs, both unearned on 4 hits. And all those guys had a similar theme. Only went about 60 to 45 pitches, somewhere in that range. And all of them, again, recent high school draft picks last year. You're making that jump from high school ball to professional baseball as the first pitch is bunted foul by Vasquez down the first base side, 0-1. So the last thing any professional organization wants to do is throw them too much too soon. And they're all good pitchers, all top prospects, and that arm strength and stamina will come naturally as you continue to pitch in full season baseball. 0-1 pitch, Vasquez waved and missed at a slider outside, and the count is quickly 0-2. Still scoreless here in the top of the second inning. Green Jackets looking to get out of Segra Park with five straight wins. They've already won their third series of the year against Columbia, trying to go back home with some momentum with Charleston coming in. 0-2. Vasquez lets one go high at 90 miles an hour. One ball, no strikes. Panzini needed 10 pitches to get through the opening frame. He's thrown 17 here in the second. Had to work a little harder. Hot day like today, though, that arm's going to stay pretty loose. A throw over to first, and diving back in is Zabrowski. Probably not a threat to run over there. Does have two stolen bases. He'll pick his spots when he's going to run, but this probably not one of them, though. Ball one, strike two to the first baseman for Augusta. Panzini kicks and throws. Breaking ball pulled to the left side. Moving over to collect it is the third baseman, Rivera. He'll tunnel over to second to Florentino to get the force there, and that'll do it for the Green Jackets in the top of the second. They get a couple of walks, but strand one out there. And we are through an inning and a half from Segra Park. No score on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Chris Engler returns to the mound for the Green Jackets. We are scoreless in the bottom half of inning number two. So glad to have you with us on this Sunday early evening from the South Carolina State Capitol. Green Jackets looking to continue their success here. They are 8-2 playing at Segra Park this year. Lost the opener at both previous series, but otherwise they have run the table on the Fireflies. Tyler Cropley against Chris Engler to start. First pitch, breaking ball misses outside. Ball one to the catcher, batting in the five spot today for Columbia as he continues his rehab assignment from AA North Arkansas. 1-0 pitch is inside around the knuckles, two balls and no strikes. Cropley is 0-7 since beginning his rehab work here in Columbia. The catcher from the University of Iowa. Englund's 2-0 pitch. As that one's laced to left center, diving is Conley. It's off his glove as he is unable to make the catch. It'll trickle into shallow center where Pelini will pick it up, and that will be a base hit for Cropley. Good diving effort by Cal Conley as that one just hung up long enough as he sent it on a line right back up the middle. Conley laid out for it, but it went off his glove, and that'll be the first hit of the ball game for either side as Cropley is on. A nearly spectacular play from Conley, and now hunching over behind the mound is Chris Engler. Not sure if something's up with him. Now here comes Austin Smith, the head athletic trainer. And Nestor Perez will also join him. He's cropped over in between second and the pitcher's mound and might be throwing up out there. I'm not sure. Again, it's a hot, humid day, so that's not a total surprise. Might be cramps. 93 degrees at first pitch today, but with the humidity, feels like 100. Now you're getting to those summer months here in the Carolinas, and Englund, I think, is okay. Might have just been throwing up a little bit out behind the mound. Gets the towel. As a result, there is some movement down the Green Jacket bullpen. Englund's got a ball in his glove, and he's going to throw some warm-up tosses, and it looks like he hurled a little bit. Says, I'm good. Might just need some fluids once he gets back into the dugout, but he says he's good. That's one of those moments where just need that extra second, and we'll get loose through a pitch. Looks good. Now, he was hunched over behind the mound for a good while, for about a minute, and it looked like he was throwing up. Looks like he's okay, though. I don't think he's sick. It's just one of those hot, humid days where it happens to you, I guess. The leadoff man is on in Cropley. Here's Eric Pena. Lefty on lefty. One of three lefties in there today for Tony Pena Jr.'s team. Eric Pena open stance from the left side. Cropley gets his leadoff of first. Englund stares him down and deals the first pitch as Pena takes a strike. Blazes a fastball right across the outside corner. Nothing in one. Pena batting .141 on the year, but it's had his success batting over .260 against the Green Jackets with three of his six home runs coming against Augusta. 0-1. Pena took a ball. Threw him a curveball. They laid off the outside edge. One ball, one strike on the 22nd pitch thrown by Chris Englund. 14 in the strike zone so far for the lefty. Break-even pitch is swung on and missed. Got a fastball by him. One ball, two strikes. Continues to mix his pitch as well. Even on fastballs that aren't high velocity, which Englund throws, you're going to get a lot of front-footed swings when you've got a solid four-pitch mix. 1-2. He's swinging a miss. He struck him out with the gas. Second strikeout today for Chris Englund as he gets Pena on four pitches as Pena whacks his helmet back on into the dugout as he's frustrated. Had a fastball. Center cut, but wasn't looking for it. As a result, had an off-balance swing. One away in the inning for Kyle Hayes. Scoreless game. Looks like Englund's hunching over again. Is he going to be throwing up once more? No, he's good. Now he calls for time. Looks like he's got to throw up again. He is frustrated out there. Here comes athletic trainer once again, and Austin Smith going to check on him. Nestor Parris says, go back to the dugout. I'm good. But he stepped off on two separate occasions. Looked like he had the hurl out there. He never did this time, but yeah, I think the humidity is getting to him. I think he just needs some fluids. As they're back to check out on him. Now, Starlin Rodriguez has just gotten up in the bullpen for Augusta again. I don't think this is injury-related. It just looks like he's just been throwing up a little bit out there, and man, it looks like they're going to make a call to the pen this time, it looks like. And they are. Chris Englund's going to come out of this game, I think, with just some sickness and just feeling a little ill out there. Starlin Rodriguez is coming in from the bullpen. They are going to make the call. He'll take the baseball as Englund is frustrated going back to the dugout as he will bump fist with Adam Zabrowski on the way in. He was throwing well, and I think he wants to stay out there, but they're not going to take any chances here. Englund, I think, just a little bit under the weather. Looks like he threw up a little bit earlier, and now this time didn't do it, but he's coming out of the game. So if Starlin Rodriguez is going to come in, he will take over, and he'll get as much time as he needs to warm up. But Englund is done in this game as he will head back into the clubhouse with Austin Smith, the athletic trainer. So his day is done. Rodriguez is in. We'll set him up for you after the break. Runner at first with one out here in the bottom of the second. We are scoreless from Columbia on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Starlin Rodriguez takes over on the mound for Augusta. He's in for Chris Singley after just an inning and a third today. Leaves this one with looked like an apparent illness out on the mound. So his day is done. Was thrown well in the four outs he got. So faces just six batters here today. As he'll face Kyle Hayes, first batter for Starlin Rodriguez is nubbed foul down the third base side. 0-1. Appearance number 14 for Rodriguez. Had a big week against Kannapolis at SRP Park a week ago, picked up two saves in his only couple appearances, both six outs, 32 and a third innings, has struck out 33. Deals the 0-1. It is a slider on the outside corner, pinpoint location from Rodriguez, and it's 0-2. Has thrown the ball since the month of May began, as he's only given up in that stretch two earned runs in his last 19-plus innings. 0-2. He is outside with a fastball, one ball and two strikes. A guy who's turned into a bit of a weapon down in the bullpen can get some extended relief, and he's gone four innings as his longest. Gonna need to cover a little bit here with Englund done after just an inning and a third today. 1-2 pitch, a foul right off the home plate umpire. Chris Jenke got him in the lower section, walks it off, says he's good, throws a baseball to confirm it. Some frustrated steps behind home. Is that one just one of those that snuck by Zabrowski and got him in the lower section? He tries to stretch it out and says, I'm good. 1-2 to Hayes. No score here in the bottom of the second inning. Been a bit of an eventful game through first inning plus with no score on the board yet. 1-2 pitch, a breaking ball high. As Hayes laid off of it, they will appeal. Did not go, says Kirk Lindell. 2-2. What's been a good week of starting pitching for the Green Jackets? Today is going to be a bullpen day. Not by design. 2-2. Breaking ball swung and fouled into the mid of Adam Zabrowski. That's a strikeout for Starlin Rodriguez. Comes in, faces his first batter in emergency relief, and strikes out the first baseman for Columbia. Now it's Omar Florentino. Nice hook that time by Rodriguez. Just one hit allowed in his four innings thrown against Kannapolis last week. First pitch, bounce foul. Down the first base side, 0-1. Also pitched earlier in this series. Pitched in Thursday's game through a couple of scoreless innings. The 0-1. Breaking ball, cut out and missed. Big cut by Florentino. Tried to golf one out of here. Quickly 0-2. Earned run average for Rodriguez currently stands at 473. I don't think that entirely does him justice, however. Just had a couple of rocky appearances in April. 0-2 is lined to right, moving over Mesquita, trying to cut it off. And he does, right in front of the track, going from first to third is Cropley on the two-out single by Florentino. Mesquita's ability to cut that one off saves a run for now, as there'll be runners on the corners for Joshua Rivera. Good piece of two-strike hitting by Florentino. Was out in front of a couple of pitches earlier. That one able to wait back and rope down the right field side. So Rodriguez, after inheriting Cropley, gives up the hit to Florentino, and he stays at third base. Fireflies looking to score first. The team that has struck first in the first five contests have gone on to win. Lost the last four nights pretty convincingly. First pitch, cut on and miss. Rivera had a big cut on a slider from Rodriguez. It's 0-1. Trying to strand a couple out there. Here in the bottom of the second, no score. With two gone in the inning. Rodriguez deals. Breaking ball outside. Try to slide her again. One ball, one strike. Third most appearances out of the bullpen. And Rob Griswold and Juan Mateo. Break-even pitch. Rivera had a cut and he missed. Elevated a fastball in the outer part, and Rivera tried to get all of it. Instead, got none of it. 1-2. Rodriguez, one strike away from stranded a pair. Ball one, strike two to Rivera. Here's the pitch. A bouncing ball towards third. Played on a hop by Quintero. Winds it up, throws to first, and takes care of Rivera. So a couple of Fireflies get stranded out there as Rodriguez gets Rivera to bounce out to the hot corner to end the inning. Two complete here from Segra Park. Green Jackets nothing, Fireflies nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Two innings complete here from Columbia. No score here from Segra Park. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call for this series finale. Green Jackets and Columbia Fireflies. I-20 rivalry series, one that Augusta has owned so far. Come in with an 11-2 record against the Fireflies. 11-3, check that. Green Jackets have dropped just one game in each of the three prior series, including this one. Connor Blair leads things off, and Shane Panzini. Two hits for the Fireflies. Nothing yet for Augusta. Do have a pair of walks, though, last inning. First pitch to Blair is hammered foul down the left field side as that one was turned on early. The Green Jacket left fielder. 0-1 to Blair. Third start for him in the series. Had a three-hit game back in Wednesday's contest. 0-1. A check swing. A good breaking ball lands on the outside corner, and Panzini gets up. Blair nothing in two. Panzini helped himself last inning after walking Mesquita, threw him out, trying to steal a base, did his catcher. 0-2 pitches, foul back our direction. Fought one off, and the count still 0-2 to Blair. Mesquita tried to swipe a bag on him. It looked like he had it, but just overslid the bag, and as a result, unable to hold it and got tagged out. No balls and two strikes. The pitch is down and away. Overthrows a fastball as that velocity keeps rising for Panzini. That one at 91. Again, a hot day like this, pitchers will tell you they don't mind it. Keeps that arm loose, and you're going to get better zip. 1-2 pitch in the dirt with a spinner at 74. 17-mile-an-hour change in velocity, 2-2. Nobody likes playing in the cold, but pitchers don't mind the hot. Easier to keep that arm loose throughout the course of a game. 2-2. It's just off the outside corner. Well spotted at the knees, but Chris Jenke does not give the call to Panzini, and the count goes full. That's a good take by Connor Blair. That one missed by centimeters, if that. 3-2. It's in the dirt, and Blair works the walk as a result, and Panzini is not happy, yelling into his glove. I can't say I fully blame him. That 2-2 pitch was very close. Looked like one that probably should have had, and as a result, has now walked three in this game. And Brian Klein comes to the plate, number nine hitter for Augusta. Still looking for their first hit. Klein's had a few of them in the series, including one yesterday. Throw over to first, and Blair dives back in. Checking up on him. Players only attempted one stolen base this year, and he was successful at that try. Klein trying to set the table for the top of the order. First pitch to Klein is pulled foul down the first base side where Caden Morton snags it. First base coaching duties today. Typical Sunday thing with the Green Jackets. Have Miles Short of the bench coach coaching over at third with a player doing the duties at first. Nestor Perez, the normal third base coach, observes from the dugout. No balls and one strike. Klein from the left side awaits the pitch and takes a breaking ball for a strike. Really turned that one back 72 miles an hour. When you're sitting on a fastball and you get that, almost impossible to time up. That's a 20 mile an hour difference right there. Throw over to first. Blair leaning a little bit, able to dive back in. Count still nothing in two to Brian Klein, who's batting 219 on the year. No home runs. He's driven in 11. Green Jackets used two home runs yesterday in their 9-0 rout. As the pitch is a check swing in the dirt, another slow-moving breaker that Klein laid off of. Had a good read on it. Count on that front foot just a little bit, but able to hold the bat back. One ball and two strikes. Green Jackets have hit more home runs in this ballpark than any other one they've been to. Didn't have a home run the first two games, but over the last three, they have hit multiple. There goes Blair. 1-2 pitches inside. Throw down by Cropley's high and diving into second safely is Connor Blair. Got an excellent jump. Picked the right pitch to go on. Got a fastball up and in. And Cropley just sailed it a little too high as it took an extra split second for Vasquez to lay down the tag, and Blair puts himself into scoring position. And now a base hit for Klein or anybody else could get Blair home runs pretty well. Has worked it to a 2-2 count. Pitch number 40 coming up for Shane Panzini. The pitch home is rolled foul down the first base side, leaned out for the breaking ball. He's thrown a heavy dose of him in this at-bat, has Panzini, and setting him up well for a fastball. If he can throw it at the right time, he's throwing consecutive breaking balls, and you can tell Klein has that tuned up now. It's all about timing and deception and winning the cat-and-mouse game with the hitter as a pitcher. 2-2 pitch, fouled away, did go with the fastball, and Klein able to wait back on it and adjust to that velocity difference. Again, it's about nearly 20 mile an hour difference. Only way you're hitting that is if you are sitting it, and he was that time. Two balls and two strikes, seventh pitch of this at-bat coming up with Connor Blair still at second base. Here it comes, and it's rifled foul again. Sends into the left field seating area, just a little behind it. That one at 90 as he threw him a fastball again. Panzini got up on Klein very quickly in this at-bat. However, back-to-back balls and then now three foul pitches in a low. Has Klein in a good spot making Panzini work here. 2-2. Klein drives one to right but foul. Gave that one a ride as they'll go sailing past the Green Jacket bullpen. We have an awkward swing that time against the breaking ball from Panzini. And he'll be forced to throw a ninth pitch to Brian Klein with Connor Blair still behind him at second. Drew a walk against him and then stole second. 2-2 is fouled again. He spoils it into the left field seating area. And a tenth pitch is coming up. So in two batters now for Panzini here. In inning number two, he has used 16 pitches. So far, a batter and a half, I guess, if you want to call it that, as he's still working to Klein. Green Jackets are rushing up that pitch count in a hurry. 2-2 again is upstairs, and the count goes full. And as a result, the Fireflies have a right-hander tossed in their bullpen, just started some action down there. As Panzini, who had under 30 pitches in the first two frames, has nearly eclipsed that here in just two batters. 3-2 is pulled to the right side. That's going to get down. Brian Klein's going to have an extra base hit in to score as Connor Blair, as Klein takes a spot at second, and it's 1-0 Augusta in the third inning. Klein entered every bit of that one on a 10th pitch of an at-bat, 11th pitch, check that. Got a hanging breaking ball, and he pulled it right down the right field line, and it gives Augusta a 1-0 lead. And that's a tough loss on the mound for Panzini. Out comes John Habian, the pitching coach. And you can see the frustration from Panzini out on the mound. Thought he had Connor Blair in the first at-bat, unable to ring him up, and he's yelling into his glove to his catcher, who's very frustrated. And then an 11-pitch at-bat, Brian Klein, who fouled off several pitches, took some close ones, able to double it down the right field line. Scores Connor Blair, and that's where that stolen base really comes in to help Augusta. As Klein comes up with the clutch RBI, again, earned every bit of it. When you fall off that many pitches in a row and you come through a base knock, especially an extra base one, you certainly deserve every piece of credit on it. Home plate umpire Chris Jinke comes out to the mound to disrupt this discussion as Augusta's got the lead for the fifth consecutive game to start. Scoring here in the third today, up 1-0, still nobody out. 17 pitches for Panzini and two batters here in the second inning and didn't get either one of them. Six-pitch walk to Connor Blair, 11-pitch double as Brian Klein defeated him in the long battle. Caleb Durbin from the right side, back to the top of the order. Panzini's first pitch is too low. Yes, with a fastball, one ball, no strikes. And these are the young youth moments right here for a pitcher like Panzini, 20 years of age. Check second base. 1-0 pitch is down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Facing the adversity, frustration on the mound, facing professional hitters who make you work out there. Now dealing with a high stress count here in a short amount of time. Deals the 2-0. Durbin sends one down the right field line. Foul just off the end of the bat. Two balls and one strike. Panzini was rolling through the first two. Now the question becomes, does he even get through the third? And those are killer at-bats as a pitcher, the one that Klein just put up on him. 2-1. He is grounded up the middle. This one's going to sneak through into center field. Here comes Brian Klein around third, and Caleb Durbin yet again produces an RBI to make it 2-0 Augusta. Number 35 for the leadoff man, and time after time, he just comes up with timely hits, and the Green Jackets double the lead to 2-0. Tony Pena Jr. from the dugout's upset about something for the Fireflies as the home plate umpire Chris Jinke dismisses him immediately. They threw over to third to check to see if he touched third base, and the safe sign was applied, which means Klein did, in fact, tack third. And that's what he was asking about. Chris Jinke convinced he did. Tony Pena Jr., not so much. So three straight base runners off Panzini here in the third. It's Durbin now at first with the Green Jackets on top, 2-0. Conley the batter now. First pitch is pulled the other side, and that one will twist out of play. Into the left field seating area. No balls, one strike. Conley flew out to center his first time up as he got jammed on one. Over 20-plus pitches this inning for Panzini. He's thrown 22 of them in his fourth batter he's faced. Has yet to record an out. Throw over to first. Durbin leaning. Close play. Just got back. Looked like he was ready to take off, but just able to dive back in. Good snap throw by Panzini and a good tag by Hayes. And Durbin, an excellent base runner. Good dive, good instincts at the last second just to get in there. It's a good lead off of first. There he goes. Conley lets him go as the pitch is down and in. Throw down. Not in time. Did he hold the bag? He did. Slid past it, but kept the tippy toe on there. And Caleb Durbin swipes second base. Comes up with his team best 35th RBI in addition to stolen base number 20. Second swipe bag this sitting by the Green Jackets. Connor Blair had the first one, and Durbin, after he just nearly got picked off, says the heck with it. Takes off for second base, and he gets it. Now 20 for 22 on stolen base attempts. 1-1 pitch. Conley takes one down the middle, and it's 1-2. And a fastball from Panzini. Green Jackets looking to put an even bigger crooked number on the board here in the third, up 2-0. At the top of the order is at the plate. Got Caleb Durbin standing at second base. Pitch home. Conley takes one in the dirt. Good pickup on a backhand by the catcher, Tyler Cropley. Two balls and two strikes. And Geraldo Quintero waiting next. And you can see the visible frustration out there from the pitcher, Shane Panzini. This has been an inning where it's just gone sideways a little bit. Hasn't been able to win some key battles at the plate. And our time is called as a bullpen ball comes rolling down behind the backstop. Geraldo Quintero will go and grab it. Two balls and two strikes to Cal Conley. That's number five with this at-bat coming up. Got Caleb Durbin now at second base. The pitch home is waved and fouled out into the dugout for Columbia. Oh, a defensive cut that time by Conley. Last second swing at it. Playing Pepper with it, 2-2. Conley, 30 RBIs on the season. He's got 10 of them in this series. Picked up two on his home run yesterday. 2-2. It's fouled again. As the Conley theme continues, a lot of two-strike battles for Panzini, just unable to put opposing hitters away. And that's a tip of the cap to the offense for Augusta. They're seeing the ball well and good enough pitches and good instincts to just hang in there. They have elevated that pitch count for Panzini nearly a 30 this inning. The 2-2 is fouled again. Third straight foul for Conley against Panzini as he comes up now at 60 pitches for the game. It's already winning itself in a way as a batter when you make a pitcher work and throw 8, 9, 10 pitches. Even more of a game changer when you come up with a hit or work your way on. 2-2. Conley sends one in the air, left center field, well struck, but Eric Pena is going to give way to his left fielder, Rivertown, at the last second, who makes the catch. Throw back to the infield, gets by the cutoff man, but it's going to be played by Rivera, who's there to back it up. Long battle there, went 8 pitches, but Panzini finally has the first out of the inning as Conley flies to left. For a second, it looked like it was almost a miscommunication out there between Pena and Town as they both stopped. Nearly dropped in between them, but due to the high pitch count this inning, Panzini's going to be done after 2 1/3. Our pitching change for the Fireflies as Tony Pena Jr. is out of the dugout. And you can see Panzini still very much frustrated out there. Just takes one inning sometimes as the youngster is out. Fist bumps for his infield. New hurler coming on for the Fireflies as their bullpen. Look to hold it down here. 2-0 Green Jackets as a pair have scored on RBIs by Klein and Durbin. One out in the inning. Geraldo Quintero coming up against the new pitcher. Let you know who it is after the break on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Herbert Garcia is the new pitcher for Columbia. He's working for the second time this week. He was the winner back in Tuesday's opener. He's 5-2 on the year and was very strong in his outing back in the opener through five, but he didn't give 4 hits and 2 runs. Came in for Panzini after 4 and finished the game off for him with 5 strikeouts and 3 walks as he is on to face Augusta for the third time this year. Each previous time he's pitched, he's earned the win. His offense can need to pick him up a little bit as the Green Jackets lead it 2-0 here in the top of the third. And what's been a long frame so far, Green Jackets have grinded out at bats against Panzini, and as a result, he is done. After sub-30 pitches through the first two, through about that here in this inning alone. Quintero against Garcia, righty-lefty, first pitch coming, cut on and missed. Behind a fastball, 89, 0-1. Matt Garcia, the plant second option today, coming out of the bullpen for Panzini. You knew he was going to be the guy to be the second leg of this game pitching-wise for the Fireflies. Now coming in a little earlier, probably than anticipated. 0-1 pitch is yanked foul down the first base side. Quickly, nothing and two. You often see that with younger guys who have that combo start with another player. Garcia is that man today. With Panzini, who is probably hoping to get around what he did last time, four innings, but unable to get through the third today. 0-2. Quintero, broken bat, floater in the infield, puts back Florentino back just into the outfield grass to make the catch. Broke his bat on it, and there are two away. Florentino charged in the dirt, thought it was going to be within the infield grass, but actually sailed over his head into the outfield. Able to retreat on it. Plenty of hang time on it for the second out. And now it's Brandon Mesquita to the plate. 2-0 Augusta on top here in the third. Now both starters for this game are already done. Chris Engel left at an inning of third, left with an apparent illness on the mound after throwing up a few times during his second inning. Tried to pitch through it. As Mesquita off into the bat, pops it up foul. Checking it out is Hayes. Will there be room? There will, and he makes the catch right in front of the railing. Good concentration by Kyle Hayes at first. Mesquita fouls out. Inning is over. Just like that. But we are through 2.5 now. Green Jackets strike for two on RBIs by Klein and Durbin. And it's 2-0 Augusta as we go to the bottom of the third on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Nothing Augusta, bottom of the third. RBI hits by Brian Klein and Caleb Durbin. Next to 2-0 Augusta, Starlin Rodriguez out there for what will be his first full inning on the mound. Got the final two outs of the third, or the second, I should say. Coming in for Chris Anglin. First pitch to Rivertown. The top of the order is high for ball one. Rodriguez got both men he faced. Actually, I say two of the three. Gave up a two-out hit to Florentino, but left him out there. 1-0 pitch. Is hit high in the air, right field. This has got some carry to it. Mesquita at the track, and it's gone. A solo home run for Rivertown. It's a 2-1 game. Second home run of the series for Town, and didn't get all of it, but on a humid day like today, that ball is going to carry a little extra. And he just sent it over the right field wall to cut the deficit in half for Columbia on the solo home run by Town. His seventh home run of the season, his team best. And what's been a tough offensive year for Columbia, Town has been one of those consistent men as he comes through with the long ball off of Rodriguez. First pitch down to Daniel Vasquez is down away for ball one. You take it to the corners of this ballpark, you don't need a whole lot to begin with, and you get that extra push from the humidity, that ball will fly out of here. 1-0 pitch is low, two balls and no strikes. Despite being a fan and having to absorb all that heat, baseball players don't mind it all that much on both sides. 2-0 is off into the bat, chopped towards first. It's gloved by Vasquez, flips to Rodriguez, who will beat him to the bag for the first out. Good snag by Braulio Vasquez right off the top of his glove, just able to reach out and grab it. And they take care of Vasquez for the second time, hit into a double play. This time, he bounces to first. 3-1 on that put out. Carter Jensen now with one out against Rodriguez. 2-1 Green Jackets, bottom of the third. As Rodriguez kicks and throws. A fastball too low. One ball, no strikes. Jensen walked against Chris Anglin back in the opening inning, but was left out there. Rodriguez throws again. 1-0 pitch is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Jensen is a top prospect in the system for Kansas City, playing with the Fireflies. Has had a very similar year to Cal Conley. A lot of hard hit balls, little results though. 2-0. Jensen hammers one up the middle on the ground, and that'll get into right center for a base hit. Right on cue, another hard hit ball. This one does find a home though. And Jensen is on for the second time. So a couple of hard hit balls against Rodriguez here in inning number three. Up Gary Camarillo at the time run on for Columbia in their half of the third. 2-1, Green Jackets on top, trying to leave Segra Park here with 5 of 6. And 5 consecutive wins, to be more specific on it. Gary Camarillo, the cleanup batter, sees the first pitch down low for ball one. As Rodriguez starts him with a heater. Camarillo struck out against Chris Anglin in his first at bat. 1 of 2 strikeouts for Anglin in this game. 1-0 is slowly hit foul down the third base side. 1 ball, 1 strike. Camarillo just 5 for 50 on the year. Kind of got called up shortly after the Green Jackets saw Columbia last. About a month ago at SRP Park. They have an overhaul of their roster of sorts. A very youthful team. Break-even pitch. Is a slider just off the outside corner. Good pitch by Rodriguez to the right-hander. 2-1. Firefly is one of the youngest teams in the Carolina League. Augusta is one of the older ones. Now that scale is skewed a little bit. Got two older players. With the 2-1 pitch is going to be a fastball that tied him up. Came inside. Got a swing and a miss. 2-2. Got Juan Mateo, who's 29, and Ruzber Estrada, who's 27. Otherwise, the average age, if you take those two guys out, is around 20-21. 2-2. A broken bat screaming, a short caught by Conley. Back to first. Hits off the backside of Jensen. Otherwise, that's a double play. The lumber of that bat helicoptered in the infield. Didn't bother Conley at all. And if it wasn't for Jensen getting nailed on the tailbone, that's a double play. I don't think Conley can do on that one. That throw had some serious heat on it from Conley, and Jensen's feeling that one. Now, there's no radar gun to measure the velocity on that throw by Conley, but you're talking somewhere in the 90s. That one was thrown with some heat. Two gone the inning as Tyler Cropley bats now. Rodriguez's first pitch is check swing ball outside with a fastball. 1 ball, no strikes. And he's still grabbing that tailbone. That one hurts, and it hurts a little bit more when you're not expecting to hit you either. When you're running back defenseless to first base, you're not thinking that's going to happen. 1-0 pitch. There's a strike. Drops a breaking ball on the edge. 1-1. When you're expected to get hit by something like that at the plate, it doesn't hurt quite as much when you're kind of bracing yourself. Now, when you're defenseless, it hurts a lot more. Any player will tell you that. 1-1. Another ground ball to short. Backhand by Conley. Fires the second, and they'll get Jensen there to take care of the side. But the Fireflies get on the board. Solo home run by Rivertown starts the inning. And it makes it now 2-1 Green Jackets as we go to the fourth on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Great smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
From Segra Park, 2-1 Green Jackets over the Columbia Fireflies. All the runs coming in the third inning of this game. Brian Klein and Caleb Durbin each with RBI hits in the top half of the inning. Rivertown a solo home run off of Starling Rodriguez. Gets Columbia back within a run. Yeah, Stephen Pliny leads off against Aribert Garcia as he rocks back, deals the first pitch, and he missed badly away. I should say inside as he went behind Pliny. He had to jump out towards the plate to avoid getting hit on that one. One ball, no strikes. One 0 pitch is just off the outside corner. And the count is one ball and one strike. Pelini a strikeout victim against Shane Panzini, the starter. 2-0. Pelini waves and misses that one on the outer part. Do a change up, two balls and one strike. Pelini batting just over 200. Had a hit yesterday. Has a multi-hit game earlier in this series as well. The 2-1. Yeah, swung on and missed. Pulled the string on him again at 85. Two balls and two strikes the count. Pelini 3 for 16 in the series. Has walked six times. On-base percentage just over 300 for Pelini. 2-2 is a jam shot. Fly ball. Foul territory. First base side. Hayes a look, but he's out of room about five rows back. Count remains 2-2. Getting the call out in center field today as Pelini's played there more than any other outfield spot. Back working in the middle of the order. Has struggled against left-handed pitching, but he has seen righties fairly well. 2-2 is inside. The count goes full. Trying to get on for Adam Zabrowski. Green Jackets got the leadoff man on in the second and in the third. Did not score in the second frame, but did score twice in the third. 3-2. Pelini sprays one foul just behind a heater. 3-2. As Green Jackets bats continue to wrestle off two strike pitches. Had some key long at bats in the third inning that helped them get those two runs across. 3-2. Another foul by Pelini. And that'll lead to another pitch coming from Aribert Garcia. This will be number 9 in the at bat. So an 11 pitch battle between Brian Klein and the starter, Shane Panzini, that Klein won with an RBI double. Full boat to Pelini. Here's the pitch from Garcia, and it's swung on and missed. Dropped a changeup down and in. Wasn't looking for that as he dropped Pelini down to a knee, and he swung through it. Second K today for the Green Jacket center fielder, and now it's Adam Zabrowski. Good execution. That's where Cropley won on the baseball. And there's one away for the Green Jacket catcher. Garcia takes a breath, shakes off a couple signs, and deals the first pitch to Zabrowski. A fastball high at 86, one ball, no strikes. And you see pitchers shake off signs. Sometimes it's by design, sometimes it's not. Again, that's a thinking game up there, so you do anything you can to maybe get that hair to think a little extra. 1-0 pitch, curveball missed in, two balls, no strikes. When you see a pitcher shake off, that might think you... He's not confident in that pitch. He's going to go back to something that's thrown well. Then all of a sudden they throw you an off-speed pitch. You're not looking for a 2-0 pitch. Strike one. On the outside corner, goes back to the gas. 2-1. Again, it is an extreme mind game up there for both sides. And hitters have told me that numerous occasions. 2-1 pitch is roped to center field. Pena lost in the sun for a second. Be able to drop down and make the catch. As that one took off like a rocket off the bat of Zabrowski. As Pena had to fight the sun just a little bit, but able to shield it and make the catch a few feet in front of the ground. 2-2, or I should say two outs in the inning. And Braulio Vasquez will be the batter. That's the one thing. It's a simple game. Pitcher, hitter. But hitters especially are very smart in their approach and what they're looking for up there. First offering a hook that lands on the outside corner for a strike from Herbert Garcia. Nothing in one. If you were to be a fly on the wall in the dugout for a whole game, you would hear a whole bunch of chatter that you would not think of when you're watching a simple pitcher to batter at bat as the pitch is dropped in again. Same spot, same result with the same pitch. 0-2. It's a pitch-by-pitch, at-bat-by-at-bat game for a pitcher and a hitter. Garcia up in the count, the 0-2 pitch, a breaking ball rolled over to short. This will be Vasquez making the play to throw out Vasquez. As Daniel takes care of Braulio, who slams his helmet down the first baseline and is frustrated after he was thrown out by a couple of steps. We're through 3.5 now from Segra Park. Remains Augusta 2, Columbia 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Bottom of the fourth inning from Columbia. Eric Pena will lead things off against Starlin Rodriguez. He had the home run to Rivertown, his first full inning of work in the third. Now trying to bounce back with a clean one here. It's the big swing in center field there for Columbia. First pitch to Pena is bounced weakly to first. Braulio Vasquez says he's got it. He does. Tags first. And there's one away on one pitch for Starlin Rodriguez here in the fourth. Long step with the left leg for Vasquez to get his toe in there before Pena, who was hustling it out, able to get there. And I'll be Kyle Hayes, the first baseman. Has only been here for a couple of weeks. He's 1-for-13 on the season. As Rodriguez works from the stretch exclusively, infield backs up a few steps. First pitch, bullseye from Rodriguez with a fastball, 0-1. Right-hander currently getting loose down the bullpen for the Green Jackets. Looks like Peyton Williams is playing catch down there. A one pitch is fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-2. He's reached out across the plate for that one. And a game that has turned into a de facto bullpen game today for the Green Jackets with the early departure of Chris England due to an illness that appeared on the mound. 0-2 pitch is down and away, 1-2. Still haven't seen him pop out of the clubhouse into the dugout since he left this game, and it looked like he was throwing up a little bit on the mound, wanting to stay in there. 1-2, a foul back by Hayes behind a fastball, but just got a piece of it. Remains 1-2. He's actually waving off the training staff, and his manager says, I'm good, but wanted to play it safe. And Anglin comes on, but you'll likely see him in the next series, you'd figure, with Charleston coming to the town. 1-2, a bouncing ball foul on the third base side. Still 1-2. We'll hit up our full drive around the league in just a little bit, but give an update on that Charleston game. The River Dogs are going for a sweep of the Salem Red Sox, who last week, Salem swept Columbia. They're down 3-0 right now are the Red Sox at the Joe. 1-2 pitch is off the outside corner. Rodriguez thought he had it with a changeup. Just missed, 2-2. Currently, Charleston's throwing a no-hitter. as they are six in the books there. 2-2. Breaking ball popped up. Third base side foul territory near the coach's box. Geraldo Quintero wants it, and he's got it for out number two. Mile high pop-up. Didn't faze Quintero at all. Two-way for Omar Florentino. Single deep into the right field corner last time up, but Mesquita, who was playing deep, was able to cut it off, and as a result, saved a run from scoring. Kept Tyler Cropley at third base, who was trying to score. Already on lefty. First pitch from Starlin is a breaking ball that hits the inside corner. 0-1 to the switch hitting Omar Florentino. 8 for 45 on the year as Florentino after his earlier hit. Pitch to him, a wave and a miss. Got him on his front foot. No balls and two strikes. Rodriguez looking for a settled down 1-2-3. He's retired the last four. 0-2. A grounder towards first on a hop. It gets by the pick attempt of Vasquez and trickles into foul territory. And Florentino is aboard. Now we shall see how that one is scored. Was hit right at Vasquez. Went back a step to try and play that one. And we will see if that'll be a hit or error number two on the Green Jackets today. What has been a very clean series for them defensively. Yeah, looks like they're giving that one a hit as of now. Had the first in error today. That snapped a run of four straight games where the Green Jackets had not committed an error. That was their best stretch of the season. And they played well in all facets throughout the week here as the first pitch to Josh Rivera, the nine hitter, is a hook that hits the outside corner for strike one. Looks like a hit confirmed on that one. Tough hop on Vasquez. I think anyone can get on board with that one. Throw over to first as he catches it, does Vasquez, but diving back in without a tag is Florentino. Makes it a two-hit game. Good lead off of first. Rodriguez, a couple checks. Deals the 0-1 pitch. A big swing and a miss by Rivera. Cast him up at 89. Nothing into the count. Infield back. Normal depth for the outfield. Facing the nine-hitter who had a home run. A throw over to first. Back with a dive. Just missed a home run a couple nights ago. Rodriguez gearing up for his 43rd pitch. Two outs, Augusta up 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. There goes the runner. 0-2 pitches off into the bat, into right. Mesquita retreats, but he's there, and he makes the catch to retire the side. Missed it just off the end, did Rivera, gave it a ride, and Mesquita puts him away for the final out of the fourth, and we're going to the fifth from Sacred Park. It's Green Jackets 2, Fireflies 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Is on here from Columbia. Mitchell Speltz with you from Segra Park, downtown Columbia, South Carolina. Connor Blair will lead things off for the Green Jackets against Eribert Garcia. He's throwing the ball well upon his entry for the Fireflies midway through the third. Coming in for star Shane Panzini, who tossed 2.1 innings on the mound. Righty on righty. First pitch to Blair is on the outside corner as he dots the eye with a fastball. No balls, one strike. Blair worked key walk back in the third inning that helped the Green Jackets score twice to give them a lead they currently hold now at 2-1. 0-1. Blair waved and chased one way off the play. Good spinner that time. Now Herbert Garcia gets him up in the count. Fireflies are out, hitting Augusta 5-2, but the Green Jackets have the lead at this juncture at about the halfway point. 0-2 is fouled to the right side. This will stay playable for Kyle Hayes. Had a late jump on it, but he'll make the catch just in front of the Green Jacket bullpen, and there is one away in the top of the fifth inning. Came in on him, and he got sawed off the opposite way, and Hayes broke to second base initially and then sprinted toward the dugout. Near the bullpen area, made the catch. One away for Brian Klein, who has no doubt the most significant at-bat of this game so far. Righty on lefty, Herbert Garcia rocks and throws. A fastball that catches the inside corner, nothing in one. Klein in an 11-pitch battle with the starter Shane Panzini in the third, and he won it after six foul balls. No one is in the dirt. One ball, one strike. By doubling down the right field line, that scored Connor Blair, who stole second during the midst of that at-bat. As a result, that pitch count for Panzini got up in a hurry, leading to his early exit. 1-1 pitch, got him to chase one down and in, ambushed him with a changeup. One ball, two strikes. As now Brian Klein looking to protect up there from the left side. Garcia comes back, 1-2. A shot to right center field. Brian Klein's got another base hit. Barrels went up, and Klein, the nine-hitter's got a two-hit game. A quiet performer in that nine spot, Brian Klein, serving as that double leadoff man most of the time he's in there. And he's the reason why Caleb Durbin has as many RBIs as he does. Had his 35th last time up. Now bringing in Klein from second base, because guys like him are flipping the order to the top with men aboard. Now Durbin comes up with Klein at first base. One out in the inning. Third hit for the Green Jackets. Second from Klein. First pitch to Durbin is inside. Bends him back a little bit. One ball, no strikes. Durbin's got the only other hit for the Green Jackets in this game. One ball, no strikes. Durbin awaits the pitch as they throw the target down and away as the throw over to first gets away from the first baseman Hayes. Klein's going to take off. Didn't see it initially. He'll get the second. He will turn and he will stop. We'll play it safe. If he takes off right away, knowing that's by the first baseman, Kyle Hayes, he might have a shot to get the third on that, but he never really saw it and dove awkwardly into the base as he's grimacing just a little bit, but appears to be okay. And he dove into second base. Thought he might have a play there. And then got up right away thinking, oh, I could get the third. Did not happen, though, but still, he's in a spot where he can score on a base hit. Did so last time from second. Acing Durbin, who is having a great series, 8-for-24. A 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball inside, crossed up his catcher, but he catches it for a strike on the inside corner. Durbin a little stunned by it. One ball, one strike. And in the process of that base hit, last time up for Durbin, extended his on-base run to 13, which is a new season high. Was at 12, which he's reached at two occasions this year. Break-even pitch. Is line to left field. This one's going to get down. Klein will turn at third, but be held up by Miles Schroeder. Good throw back to the infield from Rivertown. And Caleb Durbin's got another multi-hit game. His 14th of the season and his third of the week. And he is on at first base. Runners at the corners for Cal Conley with one out. He's what you call a professional hitter, Caleb Durbin. Green Jackets now with a chance to get a stronger grasp on their lead here, up 2-1. Now Brian Klein over at third, Durbin at first, excellent speed at both bags. Green Jackets with four hits, both from Durbin and Klein, who each have two. First pitch to Cal Conley is a strike on the outside corner. Took a little off at 85 as Garcia gets up in the count. Conley's hit two into the outfield his first few times up at the plate, both caught. Corners are in for Columbia. Middle is back. They're looking for the double play. There goes Durbin. 0-1 pitches down. Throw down to second by Cropley is laid, and Durbin has his second stolen base of the game. Wipes out that double play chance as Conley took a ball. Excellent pitch to run on breaking ball, low and in the dirt. It was picked up clean by Cropley, but considering the slow momentum of the ball towards home and the fact that a catcher has to reach down to grab it, takes that extra split second to get that pop time. And a spot where you can throw out a good base runner like Durbin. Infield fully in now for Columbia. One ball, one strike. The pitch from Garcia is fouled back by Conley. Got a good one to hit. One ball, two strikes as he bangs his bat against his helmet. Got a good one to hit, trying to bounce back here. Garcia could very much use a strikeout here. With one gone in the inning, Green Jackets up 2-1. Got a spot to add on and give Starlin Rodriguez and their bullpen some extra support. Conley chokes up. 1-2 pitch. He is waved and floated into shallow right. Charging in last second is the right fielder to make the catch. That's Canarillo. As he'll fire back in, no one able to tag. As Camarillo just able to make the catch. Now the infield was playing in, so it made it an impossible play for the second baseman who might have that one at first glance, and he was chasing back after it. Well, it's Florentino. A Camarillo who had a late jump on it, able to run it down and a strong throw back in. Able to keep both runners where they're at. And I think regardless, whoever's throwing that ball back in, that one just not hit deep enough. With two outs, you might try. Not there, though. Conley now with his third fly out to the third different outfielder. Infield now backs up, two away for Geraldo Quintero. First offering a breaking ball that hits the inside corner. Charged him in with a curveball, 0-1. Quintero, a little bend back, didn't love that call. But Quintero, another guy who's had a very good series, especially scoring runs. The 0-1. Quintero waves that one and sends it to center. This one will drop for a base hit in front of Pena. Klein scores. Here comes Durbin. The throw to the infield gets away from the cutoff man. And Quintero will dive into second base. A two-run, two-out knock for Geraldo Quintero. And it's 4-1 Green Jackets. Looked like for a second it was going to hang up long enough for Pena to catch. Had a late break on it. His throw to home I don't think was going to get Durbin. As Hayes tried to cut it off, and as a result of him missing it, Quintero was able to get the second. He'll get a two-run single and a move up on the throw. Regardless, same result as the Green Jackets come up with a big two-out knock by Quintero. And the lead is now 4-1. Here's Brandel Mesquita after the third hit of the inning. See if Mesquita can add on here. First pitch to him is fouled back into the wire. And Mesquita's upset with himself. Fastball, outer part of the plate, center cut. Late on it. Mesquita's had an excellent bounce back series. Kannapolis against them last week only had two hits in the five games he played in. He is 9-for-21 this week. The 0-1 is inside. That's with a fastball, one ball, one strike. And he's done so with a lot of extra bases, four doubles and a triple. With two of those two baggers coming in Friday night's game. And a matchup, Augusta won pretty handily, 16-3. Also drove in four during that game. Break-even pitch. Mesquita let a breaking ball go down away. Two balls and one strike. As Garcia having to work a little bit. Did give up two runs in his first outing on Tuesday. That was in his first inning, but shut down the Green Jackets after that. This time around, Augusta getting some good swings on him. Inside move to second. Quintero dives back in safely. Had a maximized lead up there. Good move by Garcia with Florentino covering, but able to get back there. Quintero runs very well where he's at. Easily would be able to score on a base hit by Mesquita. A 2-1. Mesquita off into the end. Sends one deep to right, but playable. Going back is Camarillo. He'll trot in, make the catch, and retire the side, but not before Augusta adds two more to their lead. A two-out, two-run single by Geraldo Quintero, and it's 4-1 Green Jackets after halfway through this one. The Green Jackets Radio Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Now on the mound for the Green Jackets, who lead 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Geraldo Quintero ups the lead to 3 on a two-run single with two outs. As Rivertown, the top of the order, gets set to face Peyton Williams, who's out there for his 13th time this year. 21 strikeouts in just under 18 innings, gets the top of the order. First pitch to Town is inside for ball one. Town is the only source of run production for the Fireflies. Had a solo home run in the bottom of the third. Otherwise, nothing has come across for Columbia. 1-0 pitch, spoiled foul by Town as he was laid on one. 89-mile-an-hour gas from Williams. One ball, one strike. Now Williams is in for Sterling Rodriguez. Third pitcher used today by the Green Jackets. Break-even pitch is up and away. Two balls and one strike. Chris Engel left this game after an inning in the third due to an illness out on the mound. Green Jackets playing it cautious on this hot, humid day. 2-1 is on the outside corner. Back to the fastball. Two balls and two strikes. And good work by Sterling Rodriguez. Comes in, gets the next 2 2/3. Gave up one run on four hits. Keeps the lead intact. 2-2. Breaking ball, just missed inside. The slider from Williams did not miss by much. Left it up there. And Town takes it for ball three, and the count is full. As Town tries to get on for the fourth time in this game. Or the third time, check that. 3-2 pitch. A fly ball to right. Mesquita moves towards the track, but he will have room, and he'll make the catch just in front of the 382 sign in the gap. One away as Williams wins the long battle with Town. First time Town has been retired. A lot of balls hitting Mesquita's direction today. You hit one more towards that right center, left center gap towards center. Going to be a little more tougher to get one out of here, even on a hot, humid day like today. Daniel Vasquez bats. Williams' first offering is a strike, bell high. Also the slider to start, 0-1. You got about 50 extra feet of distance from the corner to the gaps. You can still get him out of here with a good push. 0-1 is down and away. One ball, one strike. But if you can get him down to those corners areas, doesn't take a whole lot to get it out of here. A home run haven, Segra Park. Green Jackets have feasted in that regard in their trips here. 1-1 pitch, slider outside, 2-1. So Daniel Vasquez, one of the top prospects for the Kansas City Royals, playing. Clocks in at number 18 in MLB Pipeline. Young 18-year-old shortstop. 2-1 is on the outside corner. Paints it at 89, 2-2. Of course, Kansas City's got one of the best young shortstops in the game, most figure. And Bobby Witt Jr., who was promoted to the big leagues to start the year, made the call out of camp. 2-2. A grounder up the middle. This one is going to get into center. Track down by Conley. Throw to first is not going to be in time. Wasn't hit hard enough where Conley was able to set himself, had to be quick, and no chance to get Vasquez the way he moves. And he is the first base runner of the inning on the infield knock. Like a hop into the outfield, and Conley ran it down, but never set himself, had to get rid of it quick and didn't put enough on it as a result. First time Vasquez has gotten aboard on his third ground ball. Brings up Carter Jensen, Green Jackets 4, Fireflies 1, bottom of the fifth here in this finale game. Williams' first pitch to Jensen runs inside as he missed with a fastball. Jensen has reached twice, a walk and a hit. He's going to try and get the Fireflies back in this game, down by 3 as Williams works. 1-0 pitch is outside with a heater. 2 balls and no strikes. Williams trying to return to his form of last year. Dealt with some injuries in the mid part of the season, but finished strong. Ended the year with 7 saves for Augusta as their main closer down the stretch. 2-0 pitch is muscled back foul by Jensen. 2 balls and 1 strike. Faced Columbia earlier this week in the opener, threw 2 1/3 scoreless, 2 strikeouts, 3 hits. That was the final pitcher of that matchup for the Green Jackets in the opener, which Columbia won 8-3. The 2-1, Vasquez runs, the pitch is hammered deep to right center field. Mesquita retreats, looks up, and she is gone. Second homer of the game for Columbia, and they are back within a run. As they match the 2 runs, the Green Jackets put up in the top half on the second homer of the series for Carter Jensen. The DH jubilant for the Fireflies, rounding the bases as he turned around an inside pitch, and it's now a 4-3 game. And he went to that gap where I was just talking about, right over the 382 mark, and it just got out of here. He pulled out a little bit more. That is out by a mile. As Jensen continues to hit the ball hard, and this time he gets the 2-run bomb. As Zabrowski will go out and check with Peyton Williams and calm him down after the homer. But home runs by Town and now Jensen today. And the last 2 scoring innings for the Green Jackets. The Fireflies have answered with something. Green Jackets scored twice in the third. Columbia came back with 1 on the homer. This time after the 2 runs knocked in by Quintero, Town gets him back on the bomb. Looks like a slider that was on the inner part, and Jensen able to keep the hands in and barrel it up. He's got big-time power, saw it just there. Gary Camarillo bats. First pitch is high from Williams at 93, best velocity of the inning, and it's 1-0. Camarillo 0-2 today for Columbia. Williams working exclusively from the stretch. The 1-0 pitch is hit high in the air, shallow left. Conley shields the sun. It'll be his play. Yes, he's underneath, and there's out number 2. Way up there on that one, and just fighting the sun a little bit as it's peaked in and out in the partly cloudy day. Sun not fully set here as we're coming up on the 7 o'clock hour. Probably won't be quite set yet when we get to the finish of this one. Granted, it's a normal tempo kind of game. 2.5 hours with the game yesterday, and it's been the normal pace. Since that pitch clock's been implemented across minor league baseball, 235. As around that average, saving about 20, 25 minutes a game. Tyler Cropley, first pitch to him, is a slider on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. That's the one thing that a lot of people anticipate, that pitch clock will make it to the big leagues next year. And we'll see the effect it has on that game. 0-1 is down and away, threw him a slider, and it's 1-1. It's one of those things you think it's going to have a good impact, but my more curious concern is how are some of these big leaguers who have played their whole life professionally without that kind of thing, how does it change a good portion of them? 1-1 pitch, a check swing as they came inside on him. He didn't go on the appeal. Down to Kirk Lindell by first, 2-1. I bring this topic up a lot, and it's something that throughout the season both pitcher and hitter have adjusted to, and you think for both sides, it would change things, but a lot of these guys have always been used to working at this tempo as the 2-1 pitch is sent back up the middle and into center as Cropley's got his second hit of the game, and the inning will continue for Eric Pena. Third hit of the inning for Columbia. They're out hitting the Green Jackets today 8-5. As Williams tries to work his way through the sixth, or the fifth, I beg your pardon, with the Green Jackets still holding a 1-run lead. 2 in on the home run by Jensen. Williams now with a runner at first, and Cropley faces another big swinger in Pena. First pitch comes inside, and he jumps out of the way. One ball, no strikes. And to finish up on the pitch clock, it's the number one thing I'm concerned about are hitters especially who might step out, and all of a sudden they're not allowed that and take an automatic strike as a result, as Pena ropes one down the right field line, but fouls. He turned on it early. One ball, one strike. I think the last people fans want to see is a batter, or even a pitcher for that matter, taking an automatic strike or ball, and it results in really the game ending. You take away that dramatic moment because of a violation. I think that's the last thing in key moments that fans want to see, but I think overall the results have been good. Game certainly flows a lot quicker. You get rid of a lot of that lag time in between pitches, which I think is the main goal. 1-1. Pena took a hanger up and in. Two balls, one strike. And it was an adjustment period at the start, but now you don't see much of violations anymore, which is a good thing. Shows you everyone's adjusting. 2-1 to Pena. Long look in by Williams. Here's the pitch as he missed in, jumped out of the way. Didn't miss by a whole lot, though. 3-1 on this 26th pitch of the inning by Peyton Williams. Might be his only in and out there as he's had to work quite a bit. Trying to get the final out here at the Green Jackets, up 1. 3-1 offering. Pena checks, swing, strike anyway. Right on that inside corner. They keep going there. Pena squats down. Not in full agreement. Good spot by Williams, though. Key pitch coming here. Runner goes. 3-2. Pitch is popped up, foul back, and that'll get out of play. And we'll hang in there on a fastball. Stays 3-2. Ronaldo Alessandro is throwing in the bullpen for Augusta. He's likely going to come in next. Through two shutout innings in his inning back on what was Wednesday night. That was an inning Alessandro needed, and now it looks like he's going to come in a more high-leverage spot whenever Williams might depart from this game. 3-2. Pena grounds one to first. It's knocked down, kept in front by Vasquez. Got to win the race to the bag, and he beats him by a step. Just knocked it down with the heel, and he kept it close enough where he was able to pick it up and accelerate towards first to get Pena. And we are through five now. Got a new game, 4-3 Green Jackets on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA.
You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment. Because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Sunday evening from Columbia, South Carolina. Mitchell Speltz with you. 4-3 Green Jackets as we enter the sixth. Columbia from 4-1 down gets within a run after the 2-run homer by Carter Jensen. And we've got a good one going as we enter the sixth. Stephen Pelini will lead things off. And it's Aribert Garcia, yielded a couple of runs last inning. First pitch missed inside to the lefty Pelini. And it's one ball, no strikes. Two runs on three hits in the inning for the Fireflies. They have answered each time Augusta has scored, but currently one run short. 1-0 pitch is down and in again. Two balls and no strikes the count. Green Jackets took the lead in the third. Fireflies came back with one of their own on this solo home run by Rivertown. Garcia's 2-0 offering is pulled foul by Pelini as they go inside again on him. 2-1. Green Jackets got two more runs in the fifth on a two-run, two-out single by Geraldo Quintero. Got both runs answered in the bottom half on the two-run homer by Jensen. And here we are now in the sixth. 2-1 the count. Here comes Garcia as Pelini takes a strike. Goes inside again with the fastball, 2-2. Four pitches all in that area. As Pelini looks to get aboard here. 2-2 the count. Garcia rocks and throws. A liner towards second over the leaping Florentino and into right field. Then Stephen Pelini comes up with a two-strike hit. Just enough elevation on it over that leaping Omar Florentino. And Pelini puts himself on for Adam Zabrowski. Brings up Adam Zabrowski. Zabrowski has reached once, drew a full count walk back in the second, now has a runner aboard. As one of Augusta's top run producers comes up. First pitch coming to Zabrowski. It's hit hard into right center field, but will stay in the yard for the right fielder. And Camarillo, who makes the catch, puts away Zabrowski, who just missed it off the end. Got some slight carry to it, but not enough to get out of here. One away now for Braulio Vasquez. Green Jackets 4, Fireflies 3 here in the 6th. Green Jackets trying to get out of Columbia with 5 of 6. If they can do so, it'll be back-to-back series where they will 5-1 against their rivals. On the opening series of the year here, taking 2 out of 3 in the short 3-gamer. Righty on ready, pulling a good lead off, but first he's hopping off but doesn't run as the pitch is outside. Corner called the strike. Snap throw down to first on two hops is not in time. Knocked down by Kyle Hayes. Pelini was doing some bunny hops off of first but did not go as he had it timed up. Just elected to stay put. If you hesitate, they tell you to stay, which is the right move there. No balls in a strike to Braulio Vasquez, the right-handed hitter. As Garcia from the stretch. Pitch home is a spinner that missed inside. Fooled Vasquez as he jumped out of the way immediately, but that one just barely missed the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Pelini a jumping lead that time. Did not go, though. Another guy who hasn't run a whole lot. He does have 7 stolen bases. But not some aggressive leads out there. A throw over to first. Not a huge lead. Dives back in. Good base stealers are ones who don't necessarily need the biggest primary leads. It's those secondaries that you time up perfectly, and then those are the ones you choose to go on. One ball, one strike. Garcia checks first again. There goes Pelini. Pitch is hit in the air. Center field. Eric Pena will circle underneath as Pelini will scamper back. He'll make the catch, and Pelini will go back to first. Vasquez is out, and there are two away. Yes, Pelini had a good jump on one, but Vasquez, good pitch to hit. Not going to let it go by. The way he could strike him at times, you're better off letting him swing away if it's good. But most hitters, if they see their fellow base runner has a good jump on a no-strike or a one-strike pitch, they'll let him take it. Two strikes, though, different story. You got to protect up there. Can't just let it go. Connor Blair now with two outs, with Pelini after the leadoff hit still at first base. Green Jackets have stolen 3 bags already today. First pitch to Blair as pulled back foul. As he yanks it over the top of us and out of play. 0-1. Caleb Durbin with 2 stolen bases today. The other one is by the man at the plate, Connor Blair. As he has 1 of the 4 runs scored. The main offense today has come from Brian Klein, the 9-hitter, and Caleb Durbin. Those two have combined from 3 of the runs. Klein has scored both times on 2 hits. He's on deck. Caleb Durbin's got 2 hits today. The pitch home, Blair, a big cut as his helmet nearly yanked off that time. Chased a breaking ball down, and it's 0-2. And Geraldo Quintero's got 1 hit today, but made a count by driving in 2, back an inning to go. Blair trying to keep this inning going, down 0-2. Pitch 52 coming up for Herbert Garcia. as he continues to work in long relief. There goes Pelini, 0-2 pitch, fouled back by Blair as he was up there protecting just below the letters. And we'll do it again, no balls and two strikes. Ronaldo Alessandro continues to loosen the Green Jacket bullpen. All indications say he will have the next inning on the mound for the Green Jackets. Coming in for Peyton Williams, who nearly threw 30 in the fifth. He had just a two-run homer, but had to work to get out of it. Pelini, another good lead off the bag at first. 0-2 with two outs. They'll throw over again, and Pelini dives back in with a head-first dive. Still, Blair trying to win the battle. They set the target down and out. There goes Pelini. Pitch is just off the outside corner. They went all out to frame it, but did not get the call. Pelini will steal second, standing up. Certainly that's the right decision, though, by Cropley, the veteran catcher. If you pull that back and go after Pelini, you're not getting that strike call. Now, they didn't get it anyway. But you'd rather give the young player a better look at it. When you have two strikes or two outs, you'd rather just put your primary focus on the hitter here. But it puts Pelini into scoring position with his eighth stolen bag. Blair now can bring him in with a hit. 1-2 pitch, grounded towards short. Daniel Vasquez will wait for it, collect and throw, and take care of Blair by two steps. 6-3 on that final put out. Pelini gets left at second base after the leadoff hit. And we are through 5.5 from Columbia. Green Jackets 4, Fireflies 3 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
SRP. 24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power.
Ronaldo Alessandro takes over on the mound for Augusta. Fourth pitcher today by the Green Jackets as he relieves Peyton Williams. Fourth out of the year for Alessandro, the 24-year-old hard-throwing right-hander from the Dominican Republic. Threw a scoreless outing here earlier on Wednesday. Struck out one with two walks. Worked around both of them, though. It was his first scoreless outing since coming up to the Green Jackets from extended spring training in Florida. He'll get the bottom portion of the Columbia order, and we'll see if Alessandro is able to build off that strong outing last time. We'll get Kyle Hayes, Omar Florentino, and Joshua Rivera if anybody gets on. And the top of the order in Rivertown due up. Righty on righty. Alessandro's first pitch to Hayes is swung on and missed at 93, 0-1. Alessandro's got a guy who can be, the looks of a guy who can be a great figure in that bullpen for Augusta. He's got good stuff, just trying to get consistent with it. 0-1, a swing and a miss, gassed him up again, it's 0-2. Hard thrower who can get the ball on the ground when he's right. Another sinker specialist. And just having a tough time with the walks through his first two outings. 0-2, and he struck him out on three pitches. Tripled down on the gas, and he takes quick work of Kyle Hayes to start the sixth inning. There's a good start. Three pitches all in the zone, and none of them able to be caught up to by Hayes. One away for Omar Florentino. Green Jackets lead Columbia 4-3. Here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. First offering is high at 93 from the right-hander Alessandro, a guy who's been a good starter through the young portion of his career, signed by the Braves back in 2018. Pitched 2 years in the Dominican Summer League. 1-0 pitch, another fastball by him. Took a little off that time at 89 as he threw more of a sinker that time. 1-1. Pitched down the Gulf Coast team, where Nestor Perez was coaching for a good portion of the year. 1-1 pitch outside. A tailing fastball at 92, and it's 2-1. Now getting his first opportunity in full season ball. Of course, you have the 2020 year that did not exist for many players with the pandemic. 2-1. A pop-up in the infield near the mound. Everyone converges. Who wants it? Zabrowski's going to be called off by Braulio Vasquez, who takes command, and he surely does to make the catch, and there are two away. Zabrowski was in position, and that's a good call-off by Vasquez. Very tough play for a pitcher or a catcher. He was looking right up the elevator shaft. Much easier play for a corner infielder. And Vasquez puts away Florentino. Two away now for Joshua Rivera as Alessandro has a chance for a three-batter minimum sixth inning. First pitch breaking ball is fouled back. Started him with a hook. And it's no balls and one strike to Rivera, who's 0 for 2. Sent one deep to right field last time up, but Brandon Mesquita put him away. The 0-1. Fastball blew it by him at 94. Serious heat on that one by Alessandro. Just looks a lot more confident out there than he did a week ago. And we'll see, that outing he had back on Wednesday may have been a turning point for him here in Augusta. 0-2, and he just missed the outside corner. Tried to stick the landing at 93, not to the liking, though, of Chris Jenke. Now, you'll live there if you're Alessandro. That's a good 0-2 take by Rivera. One ball, two strikes the count. Looking in, and the pitch from Alessandro is a call. Strike three. He rings the bell right at the bottom of the zone. Excellent work by Alessandro. Three up, three down. We go to the seventh. 4-3, Green Jackets on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Seventh inning is here from Segra Park. 4-3 Green Jackets. Ronaldo Alessandro, perfection in the sixth inning in his first inning out of the bullpen. Looks sharp doing so as Brian Klein leads things off for the Green Jackets. And they finish raking up the field. As back to the mound goes Eriberk Garcia. Getting a little extra work near the third base side as Klein, Durbin, and Conley are coming up for the Green Jackets. Lead it 4-3, being out hit 8-6. And it's on the bullpen today. Try and finish this one off for Augusta. Win five straight here. And get set for a series with Charleston next week. Righty on lefty. Garcia against Klein. First pitch down and in. And it's ball one. Klein, 2-for-2 today, has a third of the hits for the Green Jackets, a double and a single. Brought in a run with his double back in the 11-pitch at-bat in the third inning. 1-0 pitch is down and in, scooped up in the dirt by the catcher, Tyler Cropley. 2 balls and no strikes. Fireflies have used 2 home run balls today to produce 3 runs. 3 run scoring swings by Klein. Durbin and Quintero have 4 runs on the board for Augusta. 2-0. A ground ball right side. Tracking it down on the dive as Florentino gets up from shallow right and throws out Klein. Takes one away on what would have been hit number 3 for Brian Klein. Nice little diving effort by Florentino. As he stopped it, knew he had time to get up and fire a strike to take care of Klein. 4-3 on the putout. Leadoff man is away. Caleb Durbin now with the bases empty. Herbert Garcia, other than the 2 runs he gave up to Quintero on his single back in the 5th, has been excellent once again in relief for Columbia. Righty-righty, first pitch to Durbin, sails inside. 1 ball, no strikes. So far for Garcia, has allowed just 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 strikeout, no walks. Haven't had a lot of K's in this game altogether. 1-0 pitch, a check swing down and away. 2 balls and no strikes. Green Jacket hitters have only struck out 3 times. Columbia have struck out 5 times. A lot of balls put in play. Minimal walks as well. 2-0 is going to dot the eye on the outside corner. Came back with a heater, and it's 2-1. Durbin picked up his 14th multi-hit game of the year with a single back in the 5th. Eventually scored in that inning after stealing 2nd. 2-1 is off the end of the bat and popped up. In the infield, this will be Florentino again on the right side of 2nd base. He'll make the catch, and there are 2 gone. A couple put aways for Omar Florentino as Durbin just got underneath one, and 2 away with the bases empty. Cal Conley comes up. Conley has sent 3 into the outfield, where Town, Pena, and Camarillo have each put him away once. As Conley bats from the left side as a switch hitter, Garcia's first pitch to Conley is a bender that missed down and in. A lot of break on that spinner from Garcia. Team leader in wins. He's got 5 of them this year for the Fireflies, for a club that's only got 15 wins altogether. 26 games under. 1-0 pitch inside again with a slider, 2-0. Team that's just had a tough go of it. They have not won a series this year. They have split 1, and out of all teams they did it against, it was Charleston back in Series 2. 2-0 is inside, 3 balls and no strikes. Charleston up 4-1 on Salem right now. River Dogs trying to close out a sweep in that series before they make their way to SRP Park next week. River Dogs are trying to tie Myrtle Beach for the best record in the league. 3-0 is tomahawk foul. Green light for Conley. One that was upstairs, but unable to drive it. 3-1. Still got a good count on him. Great catch by a fan. I missed it, though. I think it ricocheted off the top and dropped down to the first level where it was 1-hand snag. Ball 3, strike 1 to the shortstop. Garcia rocks and throws. A bouncing ball right side. This will be Florentino again at 2nd. A lightly toss to 1st and retire Conley. And that's a 3-up and 3-down inning. In the 7th, we stretch from Sagra Park. 4-3 Green Jackets still on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
And although Alessandro can try to make it two scoreless out there, he has the seventh inning with the Green Jackets ahead of Columbia, 4-3. Top of the order due up in Rivertown, 1-for-3 today with a solo home run back in the third. That was against Starlin Rodriguez. Ronaldo Alessandro, fourth pitcher used today, coming in after Peyton Williams. First pitch to town, blazed in a fastball in the inside corner at 93, and it's 0-1. Alessandro pouring in the strikes, his 12th pitch, 9 in the zone. 0-1, breaking ball, hits the outside corner, backdoored it. As town in about face right away to the home plate umpire, Chris Jenke. As now he's down 0-2. What does Alessandro use to put him away here? 0-2, use the fastball, and it all reliable works as he blows him away. Another three-pitch K for Ronaldo Alessandro, looking like a different beast out there today. Another punch out for Alessandro, one away. As here is Daniel Vasquez. First pitch to the right-handed shortstop is off the outside corner with a slider, goes to it on the first pitch, didn't bite on it. Coming off his third strikeout is Alessandro. He will step off and go through the signs again. One 0 pitch is a fastball just above the letters and outside. 91 on the fastball from Alessandro has retired the first four he's faced. A guy this coaching staff has certainly not given up on after two tough outings. 2-0 pitch. That one's down the middle. Took some off that time. Two balls and one strike. And you can see it with him, and he's done it in the past. Just needs that steered straight outing, and that last one might have been it. 2-1 pitch is on the outside corner, 2-2. And if he can conquer this inning, he might get a third. You never know. If he does it quickly, this might be even more of a confidence builder working in a high leverage spot. 2-2 is just off the outside corner. Threw him a fastball at 92. And the count fills up to Daniel Vasquez, singled in the infield last time. Trying to get him at the plate here with Carter Jensen on deck. 3-2 is fouled back. Just able to hang in and get a piece. Three balls and two strikes the count. Infield playing back. Normal depth for the outfielder. He's got a big left center gap for Vasquez. 3-2 pitch is line foul down the right field side. Stays 3-2 on a ball back from Zabrowski that is thrown by away from Alessandro. We'll just get a new baseball from the umpire instead. Eighth pitch of this at-bat coming up to Daniel Vasquez. Green Jackets 4, Fireflies 3 in what has been the most entertaining game of this six-game set. 3-2. A liner to right near the line. Mesquita charges over, has it lined up, and he cannot make the catch just out of his reach. Had to adjust his angle last second as he goes colliding into the fence. Has his bullpen down there to help him out. Not sure if he hit the deck hard that time, and still don't see Mesquita popping up over there. He actually crashed through the fencing. They're helping him back in. I did not see that part. His bullpen got out of the way, and he went crashing through the fence. It's not like a normal chain link fence. It's more of a plastic one, and he went right through it. As he hobbles that one off. He has bullpen over there to help him out, though. Good effort, nonetheless. Those are tough ones, especially in a visiting ballpark, as he's hobbling just a little bit, but he's good. I think his hope is that Alessandro can get him out with the ball not heading his direction for this at-bat. He tries to shake that one off. Pitch number 9 coming up to Daniel Vasquez. Alessandro trying to win it. 3-2. It's spiked in the dirt. He lost him. Overthrew a fastball. Tying run is on for the dangerous Carter Jensen. First base runner offered up by Ronaldo Alessandro. Jensen, who powered the Fireflies back into this game in the fifth inning with a two-run homer off of Payne Williams, now gets a bout with the right-hander Ronaldo Alessandro. Alessandro looking for a double play. He can get those as he lives down in the zone. First pitch to Jensen. Hits the inside corner with a sinker. One ball, no strikes. Middle infield is more shifted to pull against Jensen. Conley behind the bag at second. 0-1 pitch is knee high. Call the strike. 94 on the gas from Alessandro. A spot you want to live against Jensen. Don't want to leave one up. Williams put a slider up against him, and he knocked it out of here. There goes the runner. Pitches inside. Throw down by Zabrowski. He's a little wide, and Conley had to come up to get it. Otherwise, it was going to sneak by him, and Vasquez steals second. A little wide towards first on the throw by Zabrowski. He's kicking himself after that one. But Conley made the more defensive play that time. Wanted to make sure that didn't get by him into center. Last thing you want is the tying run getting to third base, where he can score on something in play. Now it's probably at least going to take a hit to get him in. I got a guy at the plate who can do it. 1-2 is outside, 2-2. Alessandro got up two strikes quick on Vasquez, did so here against Jensen, and now looking for that put-away pitch. You're trying to be careful to a guy like this, especially now with first base open. He is the go-ahead run with the Green Jackets up 4-3 with one out in the seventh. 2-2 is down and in. Count goes full. Gary Camarillo, the cleanup batter, is next, who's 0-3. And I think Alessandro and the Green Jackets have every right here to just be careful with Jensen, trying to not make a mistake to him. Seven home runs on the year. Him and Rivertown both at that mark with home runs today. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and a liner to center. Pollini is there. He'll line it up and make the catch, and that is out number two. Screamed on right in his direction, but Pollini read it well coming in towards the sun. He was right parallel with it to make the catch, and there are two away for Camarillo. That's big out, though, for Alessandro. Now one away from getting through this inning. Roldy Munoz has just gotten up in the bullpen. Tells you he's probably next. As this bullpen effort for Augusta trying to get them a fifth consecutive win, not necessarily by design today. But the early exit by England, who's back on the field, has been battling an illness today. First pitch is in there, outside corner. Starts him with a slider, and it's 0-1. Now what the luxury of this day is for all teams in minor league baseball, specifically the Green Jackets in this case, is you have tomorrow off. 0-1. Fastball swung on and missed. Cast him up at 92, and once again, it's a quick 0-2 count to a Columbia hitter. Alessandro's one strike, one out away from two scoreless innings and holding a one-run lead in place. The 0-2 is up and away. Good miss at 90. 1-2. Camarillo is 5-for-52 on the season in his brief time here in Columbia after being called up from extended spring training in Arizona. 1-2 is just off the outside corner. And he's going right to those corners, not getting any bite, though, from the Fireflies in the last three at-bats. 32nd pitch tossed by Alessandro. He's thrown 20 in the strike zone. That's the big number for him. Has just the one walk. Has offered up multiple ones in his first three outings. Command well in place today. 2-2. Breaking ball waved at and fouled back and out of play. Remains 2-2 as he tried to get him on a slider, but he was waiting on that. Just able to throw the bat head at it and get a piece. Remains a two-ball, two-strike count with two outs. Tying run and Danny Vasquez is at second base. Alessandro trying to dig deep here. Zabrowski puts the target down and out. Here it comes. And he struck him out swinging. Put him away with the slider, and what an effort for Ronaldo Alessandro. Two scoreless out of the bullpen, and we head to the eighth from Segra Park. Green Jackets 4, Fireflies 3 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Ronaldo Alessandro, a tip of the cap to the Green Jacket reliever, two scoreless today, comes up with four strikeouts, including one of Gary Camarillo, to lead the tying run at second base. As a result, we are playing in the top of the eighth inning with the Green Jacket still ahead here in the finale, 4-3. Delvin Capion, new pitcher on for Columbia, working for the 13th time this year, also pitched earlier in this series. He has an ERA of 5.34. 0-2 win-loss record and 28 2/3 innings. Last pitched on Wednesday through 2 2/3, two hits, no runs. Comes in for Herbert Garcia, who once again threw the ball well out of the pen in long relief for Columbia. As Geraldo Quintero starts it off, 3-4-5 against Capion. First pitch is leveled to left center field. That's a base hit for Geraldo Quintero. Leadoff man is on as Quintero's got another multi-hit game. That is number 16 for him on the year. Second on the club only to Brandon Mesquita, who comes up to the plate with the runner aboard. Quintero now 11 for 26 in the series. Has driven in five. And has scored more than anybody. He's touched home eight times. If he can do it a ninth time here, that would be very ideal for the Green Jackets, who lead it 4-3. As Mesquita comes up, who is 0 for 2 today, walked his first time up. Capion's first pitch breaking ball missed outside to the cleanup batter, Brandon Mesquita. Two home runs, 32 driven in, second on the club in the run production. Only Caleb Durbin's ahead, who picked up his 35th on an RBI single back in the third. They throw over to first, and Quintero slides back in as he glides back into the base with that oven mitt. On that left hand, most base runners use it to protect their fingers from getting stomped on or getting them jammed into a base. One ball, no strikes. Capion a check to first. Good lead for Quintero. Another throw over. He dives back in. Close play on a snap tag by Kyle Hayes. But Quintero able to get back in there. Second toss over by Capion. A reminder to you, you only get three of them per at bat. So he can only throw over one more time. If he goes for a fourth, got to get him or he gets second base. 1-0. Quintero doesn't run as that one sliced to right center. This one's going to drop in front of Eric Pena. Didn't have a good read on it. Quintero's going to try and go from first to third, and he'll belly flop in there without a throw. Geraldo Quintero comes through as he makes it to third base on the knock by Mesquita. Back-to-back singles against the pitcher in Delvin Capion here in the eighth inning. Looked like one that Pena could have caught, took a weird angle at it, and as a result dropped in front of him. Again, I think he's fighting the sun out there, and you're in that sweet spot territory where it's playing a factor for every outfielder, especially left and center. As Pena just did not have a great jump or took a good angle, and now runners at the corners with nobody out for Stephen Pollini. Looks to come through with a clutch RBI here, infield playing back for the double play. First pitch to Pollini is on the inside corner. Good pitch by Capion as he threw him a breaking ball. Fireflies will give up the run for two outs here. Well, we're playing in the eighth inning. The run might be a huge difference here for Augusta. I'm up by one. They have not trailed in this game today. 0-1 is a ball just off the outside corner. Gave him the heater at 90. One ball, one strike. And four has been the magic number for the Green Jackets this year. They have a significantly better record when they've at least scored four runs compared to three or less. The 0-1 Now the 1-1, excuse me, misses outside now. Two balls and one strike. Augusta has won just three times this year when they've scored three runs or less. They're 3-18 to be specific. Four or better, they're 28-7. Winning four-fifths of their game when they're able to eclipse that mark, which they're at right now. 2-1 pitch, a wave and a miss. Threw him a changeup. Two balls and two strikes. But something about it, though, just feels like you need one more run. And with Quintero at third with nobody out, feels a golden opportunity to get him in. Mesquita leads off of first. Quintero at third. Ball two, strike two. Capion. Long look in. There goes Mesquita. The pitch is down. The throw goes to second. Here comes Quintero. Throw to home. It's going to be a collision. He didn't slide. He's out on a very dangerous play, and hurt is Cropley. Mesquita's got second base on a play that Quintero should have slid on, and he's upset. And Stephen Pelini and Adam Zabrowski go over to check him out, and he's out by a mile. Probably would have been called out anyway for not sliding, but he took a hit, and that is a play that baseball is frowning upon. You are not supposed to run into a catcher, as Quintero thought he was going to score. And I think what happened was, normally on a play like that, when a runner's coming home from third, it's either the man at the plate in Pelini or the man on deck in Zabrowski has to let him know whether to get down or not. He never got a signal, so he ran through it. And as a result, crashed into Cropley, who is hurt. And if you recall, the Buster Posey play from about 10 years ago now was really the reason why they switched that play. It had a significant injury because a base runner coming at him didn't slide. It's a defenseless, dangerous play for a catcher who they're looking at his neck area. Kind of snap back on him when Quintero collided with him. And intended first and third to try and sneak home Quintero. They gun down the lead man as Cropley's okay. Quintero's on the top step. You can tell he feels bad about it. He just missed the sign coming home. If there was one, I didn't see if there was. They check him out, dust him off, does the home plate umpire Chris Jenke, but glad to see he's okay. That is a very dangerous play, folks. That one not super severe, but kind of crashed into his shoulder around the neck area. And a good job by Cropley to hold on to that one. And even if he would have dropped that ball, Chris Jenke has the right to call him out because he did not slide, and the collision ensued there. And it wasn't a spot either where Cropley was guarding the plate either. It gave him a running lane, but just did not get down. Ends up being a caught stealing for Quintero. Mesquita's at second with one out now. 2-2 pitch is fouled back. The count was 3-2, I beg your pardon, but it's fouled back. Out of play, and we'll do it again at 3-2. Don't think that was a bad decision by any means for Augusta to try that. A little surprised they did so with nobody out, though. Now, Pelini at the plate now. Zabrowski's on deck. Pitch number 8 of this at-bat coming up. Capion to Pelini. The pitch is off the inside corner. He draws the walk, and it's first and second with one out. Hurts a little bit more now considering how that last sequence played out, knowing you can have the bases loaded here. But Zabrowski just looking to get home a run any way he can. Two singles and a walk as Capion, with the caught stealing at home, is the only out recorded in this inning so far. Green Jackets hunting any insurance they can get here. 5-6-7 due up for the Fireflies next inning, but likely their top of the order is at least due for one more shot, granted they get at least one base runner in there. Righty on righty, first pitch to Zabrowski, a breaking ball that he left up. He fouls off the end of his bat. Back towards the screen, 0-1. And Zabrowski, you can tell, frustrated himself. A hanger that he tried to drive, but looked like he tried to pull that one when it was on the outside part. Unable to open up and shoot it down the right field side. Mesquita and Pelini get their leads. 0-1 pitch is down and away. Good scoop up by Cropley. One ball, one strike. And to finish up on that collision play, that couldn't happen to any worse of a catcher. And Cropley, who is currently on rehab assignment from AA North Arkansas, the Naturals, in the Texas League for the Royals, who's currently rehabbing from an injury. Last thing he wanted to do is get hurt in a rehab assignment game. I'm glad to see he's okay. And there wasn't anything more of that, as the 1-1 pitch is a strike at the belt on the outer part, 1-2. Especially if you weren't with us yesterday in the dust-up that we had during the fifth inning where the bench is cleared. might have that animosity carry over to this game, but so far hasn't been the case. Just good to see. 1-2 pitch. Zabrowski bounces one foul to the third base side. Stays 1-2. And some of the players involved in that for Augusta and Makai Backstrom, Roosborough Strutter looked like they apologized to the coaching staff and the players of Columbia prior to the game today. It looked like they cleared everything up. Just kind of one of those unintended things that happened where Estrada, who I don't know if he was trying to be hit or not intentionally yesterday, led to the scuffle. 1-2. Zabrowski shoots one up the middle. This one will be caught by the second baseman, Florentino, who flips it to his shortstop, not covering, unable to double up Mesquita. But a nice catch for the second out as he snags it. A quick reach out of the glove, and as a result, able to grab the baseball, and there are two outs now. And now, as a result, after the Green Jackets got runners at the corners with nobody out, Columbia is one out away from getting through this inning with nobody scoring, and the lead still being one for Augusta. 4-3, Augusta on top. Hits are even at eight apiece. One error for each side. First pitch to Braulio Vasquez is a hanger he put up above the letters that missed 1-0. Even game in all facets today after Augusta has dominated the last four. And time is called. Baseball coming in from the bullpen as Roldy Munoz is tossing down there. Looks like he's going to have the eighth inning after two good ones from Ronaldo Alessandro. As Esther Perez tries and maps out a path to the finish line along with the rest of his coaching staff. One ball, no strikes. Capion kicks the leg and deals as that one's lined towards right. Coming on and making the catch is Camarillo. Hesitated for just a second, but the sinking liner falls right into his glove, and the Green Jackets come up empty after back-to-back hits to start the eighth inning. 7.5 through from Columbia. Green Jackets 4, Fireflies 3. As Roldy Munoz is coming on for Augusta on the Green Jackets radio network.
Premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA.
You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right.
No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Roldy Munoz takes over on the mound for the Green Jackets as Augusta continues to cling to a 4-3 lead here in the bottom of the eighth in the final game of this series. As Munoz is on to work for the 15th time this year, most of those appearances have come with Augusta this year after starting in High A Rome. He had four appearances with the Rome Braves as his 11th with the Green Jackets, 22 innings under his belt with 24 strikeouts and 10 walks. He takes over for Ronaldo Alessandro, who might have been the most impressive arm out of the bullpen today. Overall, in general, as Munoz is the fifth pitcher used today in what has turned into a bullpen game for the Green Jackets, trying to finish off this series in Columbia. Tyler Cropley starts, and he yanks the first pitch, fouling out of play on a big 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Roldy Munoz. That effortless power behind that heater for Munoz. That 22-year-old right-hander looks in against Cropley. Got him up 0-1. Here's the pitcher, Munoz. Fastball outside. Took a little off that time. One ball, one strike. Cropley with two hits today. 2 for 10 currently on his rehab assignment, coming off that inning where he had a collision at the plate as the pitch is down and away. Another fastball, 2-1. See if he can deliver a big moment. Munoz trying to turn that back, though. The Green Jackets up a run. 2-1. Fastball, bounce foul. Turned on it 92 miles an hour. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nothing but fastballs in this at-bat. Munoz also has a slider he'll go to, along with a changeup that serves as an excellent change of pace pitch. That's been a key throw for him throughout his career this year. 2-2 pitch is in the dirt. Threw that changeup right on cue. 3-2. And you can have a big-time fastball like he does and then throw a changeup in the low 80s, you are going to get a lot of swings and misses. If you can locate it and execute them right on the marks. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a liner towards center. Going back, Conley, it's over his head. And a base hit for Cropley. He's got a 3-hit game. Leadoff man is on for Columbia, yeah. And it'll be Eric Pena. Yeah. Eighth inning gives us a chance to look at some brief scores. Driver run in the league, presented by Easy Go. As we'll quickly run through the Carolina League scores. Kannapolis, a 12-5 winner today. Myrtle Beach wins 4-6 in Carolina, thanks to an 8-RBI, 2-homer game from Kevin Alcantara today. 15-6 Pelicans win. Lynchburg scores 2 in the ninth to beat Fredericksburg. 6-4 the final there on the road for the Hillcats. Eric Pena bats, first pitch is inside. Runner Cropley was going. No communication on it, though. Late throw by Zabrowski, and Cropley steals second. Zabrowski had no idea Cropley was running. No communication from the infield, and he steals second. Even on a severely delayed throw, they nearly threw him out. And now the go-ahead run once again at second base. And that'll bring Zabrowski out to the mound where we can complete the score rundown for you. Charleston has swept Salem, beat him 4-1 today. Three of those four runs came in the fourth inning. Salem, who came off a sweep against Columbia last week, now goes on the road and gets swept. Fall game under 500. Delmarva and Fayetteville canceled by rain today. That game will not be made up. Rome fell at home today in the minor league ranks. The high A club lost to the Wilmington Blue Rocks 7-1. Got out hit 12-3. Jacksonville takes 4-6 against Gwinnett in the AAA squad, 7-3. And Rocket City makes it 5-6 against Mississippi, beat them 7-1 today. Green Jackets, the last hope to deliver a win in the minor leagues today for the Braves. 1-0 pitch, down and in, shoots away from Zabrowski, but Cropley didn't see it, and he did not move up. Possibly a break that time as he stays at second base. The count is 2-0, though, to Eric Pena. Pena was waving emphatic at him to run, but he did not see the ball get away from Zabrowski. Two balls, no strikes to the dangerous power hitter, Eric Pena, 0-3 today. A strikeout and a couple of bouncers over to Braulio Vasquez at first. Munoz lost Cropley on a 3-2 pitch, down 2-0 here to Pena. Righty on lefty, the kick and the throw is fouled back into the netting, 2-1. Braves won today, though. There's the good shine of light on the Major League Club. They have won 11 in a row. Just swept the Pittsburgh Pirates. Home run from William Contreras and 2 from Adam Duvall today. Behind another good start by Kyle Wright. 2-1 is a strike at the knees. Threw him a fastball. Pena, not a huge fan of it as he circles out of the box. Neither is Tony Pena Jr., who's talking over from the third base coach's box. And that gets Munoz back in the count. Huge difference at this juncture being down 3-1 in the count compared to 2-2 for Munoz, who's working in this spot. But the Green Jackets up 4-3 in the eighth inning. 2-2 is down and in, missed with a changeup, and the count is full. Another big pitch coming for Ole Munoz. This is all him in this spot. Green Jackets have led all game long. It's been 4-3 since the fifth inning. 3-2. A liner first base side. That's a fair ball down into the corner. This is going to tie the game as Cropley comes home. He will touch it, and Pena's on his way to third. He gets caught in no man's land. Now he's in a rundown. Conley runs at him, flips to Quintero. Quintero charges, and he will tag him out. Pena was thinking three as he rounded second base, and by the time he realized he had no shot, he gets caught in a rundown. That wipes him out, but he does tie the game on what is an RBI double. Got it past the diving Braulio Vasquez at first, and it kicked off the sidewall where Mesquita played it well. And Cropley able to score from second. And we are tied at four. Mentioned earlier in the game, it felt like four runs is not going to be enough for Augusta today, and that is indeed going to be the case. Going to have to score at least one more time. As Kyle Hayes comes up now with two outs, or with one out, excuse me. Base is empty. First pitcher Munoz misses inside. One ball, no strikes. A 2-2, or I should say a 3-2 pitch that was left just a little bit up. And Pena able to pull it inside the first base line for his first hit. 1-0 pitch, tied him up inside with a fastball. Big gas at 94, 1-1. Now we'll see if that run down out by Pena ends up being costly here. He gifts the Green Jackets here. Break even pitch. Fastball down the middle. Another one at 94, and it's 1-2. And you're standing at second base as the go-ahead run with nobody out in the eighth inning. All the Fireflies have to do is try and small ball him in. 1-2 pitch. Hayes strikes out as he got him on a slider. Two away now for Munoz. With the game tied now, Omar Florentino will be the batter.
Second baseman number four, Omar Florentino.
2-for-3 day at the plate for the Firefly second baseman. Green Jackets are going to have Connor Blair, Brian Klein, and Caleb Durbin due up for the ninth inning. First pitch to Florentino is a strike on the inside part, 0-1. Delvin Capion will have the inning for Columbia, and Owen Warming in their bullpen. Pitch 18 in the inning for Munoz as it's flown foul to the left side, and it's quickly nothing in two. Trying to get this to the ninth tied now is the mission for Roldy Munoz. Needs one more strike. 0-2. A grounder to first. Vasquez is there. Plays a tough hop and will take it to the bag himself. Take care of Florentino and end the inning. But hits by Tyler Cropley and Eric Pena tie this game up at four. We go to the ninth. 4-4 our score on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Do not go anywhere.
Help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
At four, going to the ninth inning here from Segra Park. Mitchell Speltz with you in the series finale. Green Jackets trying to fight off a comeback effort by the Fireflies. They've led all day, but an RBI double by Eric Pena ties things up against Roldy Munoz, and him getting caught in a rundown maybe saved the Green Jackets from possibly going into this inning behind, as Delvin Capion will face Connor Blair, Brian Klein, and Caleb Durbin, a productive part of the order today. Those four men have combined to score all four runs today for the Green Jackets, so it might be the order you want up here. Capion against Blair, who is 0-for-2 today with a walk. First pitch to him is up and in. Yes, with a fastball, one ball, no strikes. A lefty is tossing in the bullpen for Columbia. Nobody warming at the moment for the Green Jackets. Looks like Munoz will have the ninth at this juncture. 1-0. Is on the outside corner just above the belt. Blair, a quick stare up, did not think that was going to be a strike. 1-1. Never know if Augusta is able to grab the lead here. Might see Rob Griswold get up in the pen. Griswold pitched in Friday's game. The game Augusta won 6-2. Did give up a home run, but might be looking for some retribution. Otherwise, Roldy Munoz will be out there to try either get this to extras or secure Augusta's fifth straight win here. 4-4 our score. 1-1 the count to Connor Blair, the eighth hitter. Capion shakes off two. He's got what he wants. 7 on the timer. Kicks and throws. 1-1 breaking ball. It's popped up. Third base side. It'll be called for by Rivera. He'll give way to a shortstop, Vasquez, who makes the catch. And there's one out. Blair now 0-3 in the game on the pop out to Daniel Vasquez. And the bases are empty still with one out for Brian Klein. Who's been a key player in this game. He's 2-for-3, an RBI double his first time up. Each time he's reached base, he has come around to score. Sun's starting to set here in Columbia, coming up on the 8 o'clock hour. Righty on lefty. First pitch to Klein is a big cut and a miss. Try to turn around a fastball inside, and it's 0-1. Has come through with some timely at-bats this year. Has Brian Klein. He is 5-for-12 in the series. The 0-1. Klein checked his swing, took one in this time at 88 as Capion missed. 1-1. Klein has scored 5 runs and he has driven in 3 over the course of this week. 1-1. Capion's pitch is a breaking ball and he lands it as he pulls out the parachute. 1-2. Right along the outer part. 1-2 with Caleb Durbin waiting next. Long look in. The 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. 2-2 as he threw him a slider this time after 3 consecutive fastballs. Trying to get a guy on for Caleb Durbin. If anyone is able to get on, Cal Conley would get in that bat. 2-2. Capion, long look in. With 3 on the timer, deals. A fly ball foul to the left side. That is out of play. As the lefty Klein just behind one, stays 2-2. All tied at 4. Columbia's going to have the top of their order coming up in their half of the 9. Josh Rivera, Rivertown, Daniel Vasquez. If anybody reaches, Carter Jensen gets a swing. Dangerous part coming up for Columbia on their half. 2-2. Klein swings and misses. Took him down with a slider down and in. And Klein is a strikeout victim. And the Green Jackets have 2 outs in the inning with nobody on for Caleb Durbin. See if Durbin can spark a 2-out rally. Some of the Green Jackets in particular have been good at this week here in Segra Park. It's starting stuff with 2 outs. And he got the right man at the plate to do it. And Durbin, who's just under 300 with the batting average, has had a magnificent week here on the road. First pitch is hit hard, deep left field. Going back in with room is Rivertown. And the side is retired in order for Augusta in the top of the 9th inning. So now the Green Jackets will have to get this to the 10th. Top of the order coming up for Columbia. And we'll see if Roldy Munoz can get it there. That's next. Don't go anywhere on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. Maximum refund speed.
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File.
Four-four game, bottom of the ninth here from Segra Park. Roldy Munoz going to try and get this to the 10th. Josh Rivera, Rivertown, and Daniel Vasquez do up for Columbia here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 9-1-2. Fireflies manufacture a run on two hits against Munoz in the eighth to tie it. Rivera against Munoz. First pitch is inside through a changeup. One ball, no strikes to the right-handed hitting third baseman who is 0-3 today. Trying to get on for the top of the order. Key batter here for Munoz to start. The pitch is down low at 95. Two balls and no strikes. Considering the depth of the bullpen today, this is likely going to be a spot where Roldy Munoz is going to have to get through the ninth on his own. 2-0 pitch inside. Three balls, no strikes. He's been a high leverage reliever at times this year for Augusta, falling behind 3-0 to Rivera. Last thing you want to do is put the leadoff man on, especially him being the nine hitter. 3-0, fastball down the middle at 91. Put me over fastball to get back in the count. 3-1. With Rivertown, who's got a home run in this game, due next. 3-1. A liner towards first. It's past the outreach glove of Vasquez and down the line. Mesquita will cut it off and keep it to just a single. By about a foot, that was out of the reach of Braulio Vasquez, and the winning run is on for Columbia here in the ninth inning. As they look to walk off the Green Jackets for the second time and come away with two games in this series. And what has been a week dominated by Augusta from Wednesday through Saturday. And they're going to bring in a pinch runner here. Rivera's going to come out. New man on the run is Enrique Valdez. If we do need a 10th inning, Valdez would likely stay in to play third. That key leadoff man is on. And now, unless Munoz is able to get a double play here, you'll likely have to face Carter Jensen. If you don't, without the double play, likely tells you this game's over. And more importantly, now Munoz facing Town, who is 1-for-4, but that one hit was a home run back in the third against Sterling Rodriguez. Munoz trying to get a ground ball. Town shows Bunny. Throws it one that he's popped up. Foul. Zabrowski charges after it, but it's in the netting. Town just trying to move Valdez over to second base, I beg your pardon. Sets him up in a spot where a hit would win it for you, more than likely with him running out there. Total small ball situation. All you got to do is, here Columbia, is get the runner from first home with nobody out. Nothing in one. Munoz, will see if he shows again. He does not. Runner goes. Pitches outside. Zabrowski down to second. It's on the money, and he got him. Adam Zabrowski throws him out. Valdez not convinced he was tagged, and that is the first out of the inning. Valdez with his hands over his helmet, still staying at second base as Zabrowski guns him out. As this crowd here at Segra Park in total dismay. Got a perfect pitch for Zabrowski to throw on a fastball up and away. Got him out of his stance, threw him out, and there was one gone. 1-1 pitch. Town takes run in the dirt, 2-1. And that is a huge out manufactured by Adam Zabrowski. And a great tag by Cal Conley, too. It was a wide throw, had to catch it and throw it down. It was in plenty of time. The question was, did he get the tag? And Kirk Lindell says he did. The 2-1. Is a strike. Back door to breaking ball. Threw him the slider. It's 2-2. As Munoz settled in here. Trying to get Town. Gets a Vasquez with nobody on. 2-2. A tapper foul as Town stays in there. Two balls and two strikes for the product out of Dallas Baptist University. Draft pick by Kansas City last year. 2-2 again. Here comes Roldy Munoz. And he missed outside with a slider, and the count is full. If Town's able to get on here, makes that caught stealing for Columbia hurt a little bit more. Munoz trying to make it not matter. Pull shift on for Town. Got a big third base side open. 3-2. A ground ball towards first. That's a fair ball. Played on a hop by Braulio Vasquez. He'll touch first, and there are two outs. just kept inside the line. And a nice little hop over the base for Vasquez to handle. And it's up to Daniel Vasquez to either win it or keep this game going for Columbia. As the Green Jackets are not away from forcing extra innings here in the finale. And what has been a very good baseball game today. Vasquez today is 1-for-3. Does have a run scored. First pitch inside. Brushed him back with a changeup. As he limbos underneath. 1-0. Came in on the home run by Carter Jensen back in the fifth inning after picking up a base hit. 1-0 pitch. Foul back right over the top of us. 1-1. Munoz trying to get this to the 10th. Pitch number 34 this outing coming up. The pitch home is lined up the middle. Going back, Klein. It's going to drop in between him and Pelini. And once again, the winning run is on. And you knew it wasn't going to be easy. Roldy Munoz will get a battle here with Carter Jensen. Here with two outs in the ninth. And the toughest boss for the pitching staff for Augusta to get through in this week has been Carter Jensen. He got the best of him on Tuesday. They've handled him ever since. But he's come back strong here in the final game, including a two-run home run back in the fifth, his second homer of the week. Altogether this week, he has brought in five runs. Winning run at first. Munoz first pitch to Jensen is lined to right, moving over Mesquita. He won't catch it. Keeps it in front. No, it got by him. Picks it up with a bare hand. Got to get it in quick. Klein has it. Throw to the plate is not in time, and Columbia has won. Carter Jensen wins it as the top hop to Brando Mesquita in right field leads to a walk-off win for the Fireflies. He got to the spot, did Mesquita, but he overran it a touch and tried to knock it down with a bare hand, and as a result, the ball just got by him enough where Tony Pena Jr. sent home Daniel Vasquez, and he was able to get in there with a dive. And Columbia will come away with the final game of this series with a 5-4 walk-off win. A tough, tough, tough defeat today for Augusta. Well played on both sides. But the Green Jackets' four-game win streak is halted in the finale of this series. 5-4 the final score. We wrap it up on the Easy Go post-game show next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Welcome into the Easy Go postgame show from Segra Park. It is a final. The Green Jackets come up just short. They lose 5-4 on a walk-off base hit by Carter Jensen. An error on the play in the outfield by Brando Mesquita results in the winning run scoring. And what's been a great week of defense for Augusta, it was an error on a ball that Mesquita just overran, an attempt to cut off down the line. Got by him just enough as Vasquez came all the way home from first to score as he was moving on contact. And Columbia gets two games in the series. Augusta still takes it, but a tough way to go down in the finale as it's the second walk-off win of the season for the Fireflies against the Green Jackets. We'll wrap things up now here from Sagra Park. Mitchell Spouts with you. Final numbers of the ball game for Columbia. 5 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They stranded 8 runners in this game. Green Jackets, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, or 2 errors, I beg your pardon, along with 7 runners left on base. Delvin Capion earns his first win of the season as he earns up to be the winning pitcher. Roldy Munoz is going to take the defeat. He is now 0-3 this year on the mound. Green Jackets are now 31-26 after the defeat. Columbia is 16-41. Time of the ballgame today, 2 hours and 49 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,690 on what was a hot, humid day here in the capital city of South Carolina. Time now for the WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ballgame in this one. And there's a lot you can point to in this one, but we'll give it to Geraldo Quintero on his 2-run single with 2 outs in the 5th inning. That made it a 4-1 game. Turns out those would be the last 2 runs Augusta would score, however, as the Green Jackets' 4 runs today was just not enough as Columbia tops them 5-4. It got the ball game. We'll give this one to Ronaldo Alessandro. Pitched 2 very good innings in the out of the pen in the 6th and 7th inning. What was a good outing for the young right-hander who's had a bit of a tough go of it since being called up from Florida. But he threw the ball well in middle relief today. That's what turned into a bullpen team today for Augusta. They fall just short, but Alessandro is our it guy of the game, presented by Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. Time now for a final drive around the league. All finals across the board in the Carolina League on this Sunday evening. We'll start in the Carolina League. Charleston sweeps Salem with a 4-1 win. Lynchburg scores 2 in the 9th to beat Fredericksburg 6-4. Myrtle Beach, 15-6 victors over Carolina today thanks to a monster 8-RBI game by Kevin Alcantara. Used 2 home runs to get there. Kannapolis beats Downeast 12-5. Those two teams split their 6-game set. Delmarva and Fayetteville were rained out today. That game is canceled and will not be made up. Braves scores today. Atlanta sweeps Pittsburgh to win their 11th in a row. 5-3 the final in that one. Triple-A Gwinnett loses at Jacksonville 7-3 the final score. Wilmington over Rome 7-1. As the Blue Rocks and Rome Braves split their 6-game set. And in AA, Mississippi drops 5-6 in Rocket City, losing 7-1 in the finale here today. Green Jackets are back in action on Tuesday. They'll host the Charleston River Dogs as they look to play spoiler against one of the teams currently tied atop the South Division lead as we've got 9 games to go in the first half of the regular season. Green Jackets are pretty much out of it at this point, but Charleston's right in and Augusta look to play spoiler as we'll have a full week of fun due up for you at SRP Park. Hope to see you there. 7:05, first pitch of Game 1 on Tuesday night. 6:45 on deck show built by TaxSlayer gets us going from the CSRA. Otherwise, that's all for us here tonight in the series finale. Once again, the final score, Columbia 5, Augusta 4. Fireflies walk off the Green Jackets in the 9th inning on a walk-off 2-run hit or a 2-out hit by Carter Jensen. His 3rd RBI of the game to win it for Columbia. My name is Mitchell Spouts saying so long from Sagra Park in Columbia. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will come back to you and talk to you on Tuesday. Good night, everyone.